This is John Slavin, joined by Matt Copeland tonight from the Bashir. So, whatever your name is, starts with a C. This is John Slavin, joined by.
This is Matt Caldwell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. At the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri, for tonight's final matchups in the Brashear Tournament. In the early going, we're going to have boys action between Brashear and Douglas. We're just about to get underway. We're going to announce the starting lineups in just a moment, and so we'll be back in a second or two. For Douglas, the starters are Smith, Boone, Bacon, Hamilton, and Horsley. For the Tigers, it's going to be Linhart, Shipman, Kale Watson, Hazen, and Tyler Killen. You're having a hard time over there with your electronics.
I'm good. I thought for a minute I was making it worse, but we need to get wireless mics, I guess.
Maybe next year's budget.
Whenever the big revenue check comes in, we'll be able to get those. Well, the word you think of when you bring up Douglas in this tournament is athlete, because they're stacked with them, top to bottom, and we'll see how the Tigers are going to be able to keep up with them. Late arriving crowd here at Brashear Arena, Kale Watson and Montario Horsley jump it up, to be controlled by Douglas, who's going left to right. Boone is going to bring it across. He handles the ball most of the game for them, for the Douglas Bulldogs. Boone gets it to Bacon, top of the key. Now over to Smith. Smith to Boone, who's a good three-point shooter. Back in the left wing for Smith. Smith inside to Hamilton. Hamilton up and good. Hamilton from the junction puts the Bulldogs up 2-0. Kale Watson's going to bring it across now. Guarded by Smith. Over to Hazen on the right-hand wing. Hazen holds it high. Gets it to Linhart, top of the key. Linhart to Watson. Watson inside to Shipman. It's going to be knocked away by Hamilton out of bounds. Stay with the Tigers. Kale Watson on inbound in front of the Douglas bench. Holds it high. Gets it to Linhart at half court. Linhart dribbles over to the half court circle. To Hazen outside the right wing. Bounce pass inside to Shipman. Shipman takes it to the hoop. Left hand. No good. Rebound to Boone. Boone's coming the other way with it. They made Shipman alter his shot on that, and he wasn't able to get the double pump in. Had to switch hands on it. Bacon thinks about the shot from the right wing. Left wing, excuse me. Now they get over to Boone, right wing. Bounce pass into Horsley. Horsley, front of the rim, and good. And it's 4-0, Douglas. Hazen quickly back up the other way, guarded by Bacon. And now he's going to be one-on-one against Bacon. Gets it to Watson. Watson to Linhart, top of the key. Linhart's going to throw up a three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Killen. Killen, no good. To Shipman, rebound, no good. And picked up by Horsley.
Well, that's not going to work. They're going to have to... Wow.
And they're going to... Linhart takes a charge on the other end against Horsley, who got the rebound one end, tried to take it coast to coast, and he was a little bit out of control.
Tigers are going to have to hit on those first shot or two. They're not going to have to rely on rebounds, because these boys can just flat-out jump.
Yes, they can. They're quick off the floor, too. And I mean, that's a dangerous combo. So Linhart with the charge on the other end is going to stay with the Tigers. 4-0. Watson pulls up just inside the arc. Front of the rim, no good. They're going to get Jacob Shipman on with the arm bar on the rebound. That'll be the first foul in Tigers. Smith inbounds to Boone. Boone is going to bring it up against pressure. Splits the defense. Over to Horsley. No look. Pass to Hamilton. Nice play by Horsley. Made up for that play in the coach's eyes anyway. Made up for that last play where he did the charge. 6 minutes left. 6-0. Douglas. Watson guarded by Smith. Picks up a dribble. Gets it to Linhart. Right-hand wing. Linhart bands pass to Watson. Watson knocked away. Picked up by Boone. Two-on-two break here. Boone. Little dipsy-doo layup here. A little left-handed layup underneath the rim. And now it's 8-0. Tigers need to... Even on the... Rebounds, they're late getting back. They need to get in gear here. Linhart has the top of the key. Tigers have a little bit of trouble getting something started this game and this possession in particular. Watson gets it to Linhart, who drifts over. Gets it to Killen, who's wide open in lane. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and good. There was nobody in the middle of the lane there for that rebound. Killen just picked it up and was able to put it in. Now it's 8-2. Now at the other end, they call Smith for Steph.
All right, it's going to be Tigers ball, 8-2. Douglas with the advantage. Hazen is going to inbound it. Gets it in to Kale Watson. Up ahead to Hazen. Hazen dribbles into the lane over to Tyler Kuhl on the right side. His shot's no good. Tigers with the rebound, though. It's Kylie Watson in the game. They're going to call a foul on Boone. That'll be his first foul. Two team fouls on Douglas, one on the Tigers. Tigers will inbound it. Take the shot. I didn't see who took it, but it was very good. Douglas comes up with the rebound. And they take it all the way in. The first shot's no good, but then Hamilton gets the rebound, the putback, and scores. 10-2, Douglas. Hazen with the ball, gets it ahead to Kale Watson, and brings it across the timeline on the near side, right in front of the scores table here. Watson guarded by Smith. Over to Linhart on the right-hand side. Kicks it back out to Kylie Watson, over to Hazen on the left wing. Hazen up to Kale Watson, top of the key. He squares up for three, but boy, he was way off the mark there. Didn't hit anything. Went out of bounds. It'll be Douglas's ball. Douglas gets it in, comes back to Boone. Boone's going to bring it up across the timeline to Smith, and he walked with it. That may be the second time that he committed that offense. In any event, it's 10-2, 4:05 left in the first. And it'll be Tigers ball. Smith comes out. Robinson comes in. Watson with the ball. Guarded by Robinson. Gets it up ahead to Linhart across the timeline. Over to Kale Watson over at the left wing. He dribbles into the lane, and Robinson's going to foul him. Now we got Brown coming into the game and Hamilton coming out. I'm waiting to see Aaron Camp come into that game.
Yeah, he's played a lot of minutes here in the first two games, but none tonight. So
hope he's not in the doghouse or something.
No, we know he's here, and we know he's dressed, but that's about all we know.
So Boone has the top of the key. He sends it over to Robinson on the left-hand side. Cross-court pass coming back over to Boone. Boone puts it up, and it's good for three.
That's the shooter right there.
Now he does a little bit of everything, actually. Linhart brings it across the timeline for the Tiger. You give him an opportunity, he'll take it right into the basket.
That's right.
Linhart over to Hazen on the right wing. Hazen back to the corner to Linhart. His shot is no good. And Douglas comes up with the rebound. Robinson hands it off to Boone. Boone will bring it across the timeline then. Tigers fall back in their regular defensive set. Pass it over to Robinson on the right wing. Cross-court pass all the way over to Boone. Cross-court pass back to Bacon. And he gets it in to Horsley at the right block, so he puts it in. Good for two.
Tigers are just getting outplayed on both ends of the court right now. I mean, shooting, they're not shooting well. They're not rebounding. Tyler Killen gets the rebound on that shot. Gets it to Kale Watson, who takes it strong to the hole and good. We got one of each on that one, so maybe it's time to turn around for him. Watson knocks it away and picked up by Robinson, who gets it back to Boone. 2:28 left to go. Horsley over to Brown. Brown. Linhart tries to take charge, and he was too late, though. Brown's able to put it in anyway, and it's 17-4. 2:15 left to go in the first quarter. As Kylie Watson throws it away at half court, Horsley coming the other way strong. Oh, my God. That is circus shot written all over it right there.
Douglas is at this point in this game so far where everything they throw up, no matter that how is, wild, how crazy looking a shot, it seems to fall in. The Tigers, while...
Tigers are getting open looks and they can't hit them.
That's right.
That last shot by Horsley... went down on the fast break. It kind of got pushed over to the side. He was outside the block there and kind of throws up with his left hand, kind of throws up a shot just kind of behind his head over his shoulder. off the glass and good. Nothing but net off the backboard. So here comes Aaron Camp, John. Yep. I hope you're happy now.
I'm happy now.
He's a big dude, that's for sure.
I'm a firm believer in big dudes.
Well, he has a soft spot in his heart for him, I guess. Okay, a little bit of trouble with substitution here for each team. Now we're good. David Anderson's going to trigger it in. He comes in off the timeout.
From the Matrix.
From the Matrix.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen works against Bacon across half court. 2 minutes left. 19-4, Douglas. Hey, nobody here thinks we can't come back against this team. We'll just have to see how it works out. Anderson gets it to Watson. We just need to get something to fall here. Watson to Hazen near the top of the key. Works against Bacon. Spins away from him. Lob pass into Killen. Killen with one dribble and gets it out to Watson. Watson, strong move to the lane. No good. It's rebound by Camp, and Killen's going to be called for on the back there.
I think there's frustration on his part. It's just another one of those shots that just won't fall.
That's right. As Gleason comes in now, Boone's going to trigger it in. Tigers pick up the press, full court press. Boone gets it in the middle, started by Hazen. Now he gets it to Robinson. Robinson knocked away by Hazen. It's going to stay with Douglas. That was good, quick hands there by Justin Hazen, though. Anything you can do to throw off their rhythm is going to help. Smith's going to come back in. He's coming in for Robinson.
Douglas certainly getting an opportunity to play a lot of their players.
That's
tonight.
Right. Boone now gets it back from the inbound. Gets it to Gleason. Gleason to Camp over in the corner. Oh, a big pass over to Boone. Boone with the step fake off Watson. Rebound is tipped up. Tipped again. Picked up by Brown. Brown throws it away at half court, and it's going to the Tigers. Coach imploring his team to calm down a little bit. There's no need for him to get into a hurry, up 15 points with a minute left to go in the first quarter. So as Watson inbounds to Hazen on the opposite side of the court, and we're coming back this way. Hazen into Watson. Kale Watson has it over on the right-hand wing. Guarded closely by Smith. Now inside to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson gets hip-checked there by Brown, and that'll be the fourth foul on Douglas here.
That's the one thing that you can say about Douglas is they, at least in the games I've watched, they've been guilty of a lot of foul infractions too.
Yep. Ooh, Hazen with a little... Oh, Watson inbound to Hazen, streaking down the lane, and Hazen with a little alley-oop layup, and that cuts it to 19-6. Turnover caused by the press. The other end is going back to the Tigers now. To see if the Tigers can string together a few baskets here and make it a little bit more competitive going out into the fourth. The first break. As Horsley
Boone
is going to come in for Brown.
Boone was slapping his chest on that one, taking responsibility for it. And it was a little too much mustard on it.
Yeah, it was a good thought to try to beat that press with the long pass, but it was just a little bit too high. Hazen almost gets trapped in the corner. Gets it to Anderson. Anderson with a bounce pass to Shipman. Shipman off the glass and good. 19-8. 35 seconds left to go. Hey, John, you better get ready. I smell half-court shots coming
all
up
right.
here.
Yeah, too much
get your
time.
Cameras rolling. Boone has it in the middle of the zone now, behind the back. Going to be trapped at half-court by Anderson. Picked up by Kylie Watson. Gets it to David Anderson. Now David Anderson holds it high. Tries to get it to somebody. He does. Oh, no, he throws it away. There was absolutely no reason for that turnover. Watson was coming over to get the ball, and Anderson fired it right at his feet, and it went out of bounds. I mean, I have no idea what that was caused by.
Inexperience.
I guess so. Watson wasn't even guarded when he came up there, so that's costly turnover for the Tigers. Horsley, quick shot on the inbound. No good. Picked up by Kylie Watson. Gets it to Cale Watson. 10 seconds left. Cale Watson with a crossover dribble at half court. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen doesn't get it knocked away. Picked up by Shipman with 3 seconds left. Nuggets at Horsley. Horsley's going to get to shoot the long shot at the buzzer. Oh, my God. Is this gym conducive to long shots or what? We're ready.
I could see that ball coming. I couldn't get out of the way of it.
There's ball coming. There you go, Rip. We're going to put up chicken wire or something, John. That ball came right into the booth with us. I tell you what. That made a mess and a half here.
Well, you take over the mic here for a second, and I will get some napkins.
Okay. This don't happen in big time. Anyway, Horsley. Oh, it's just a mess here, folks. We're assuming everything's transmitting still and hooked up. Okay. I think we're good to go here. Try to keep all the electrical equipment out of the water at least. Horsley shot anyway. They said it wasn't going to be good, but he shot it from just outside half court, off the back of the rim. Tigers, meanwhile, come the other way. As they're going to call a foul here on Smith. That'll be Smith first. That'll be the fifth foul on Douglas. John's coming back with the napkins here. Hazen gets it in the corner. I can't see who it is. Now underneath to Shipman. Shipman all alone is going to be fouled on the shot. He's going to get to shoot two here. Thank you, John. Boy, that was a mess in three quarters if I've ever seen one. Shipman's going to shoot two, down 19-8 with 7:37 left to go. First one's good. 19-9 now, cuts it to a 10-point lead. Tigers are down 19-4 at one time. Let's see how far this run goes. It's at 5 points right now. Here's the next. Rattles in home as Boone's going to throw it in on the press. It's 19-10. Douglas in the lead. Smith gets it across to Boone. Boone's going to bring it across against the press. He's going to try to take it all the way in. It's going to be knocked away, picked up by Shipman in the lane. Kale Watson's coming the other way. Watson across half court. Kylie Watson fronts his man inside, and they're going to get Horsley on the back there. That'll put the Tigers in the bonus for the rest of the half here. Kylie Watson is going to get shoot one and one here. That's two fouls on Horsley. Boy, they don't want to lose him.
And I'd say we're going to have another chance or two to shoot some one-on-one shots.
Hey, it looks like it, yeah.
Second shot's on its way, and it's good as well.
That was the first shot, actually. And all the hubbub.
I'm just getting excited here.
Well, let's say he makes the second one already. 19-11. Nope, shouldn't have said anything, I guess. As Boone gets a rebound, comes the other way, kind of dogging it a little bit, even though his team had numbers. Ooh, there's going to be an air ball in there. Picked up by Hamilton puts it in, and he's going to get to shoot a free throw now. Tigers, that was a costly non-rebound by the Tigers. Hamilton was able to pick it up underneath, and
the basket counts.
And the basket counts. He got fouled. Bacon's coming in for Smith. Robinson's going to come in. He's coming in for Gleason, I believe. 21-11, Tigers on a 7-point run here, 7-2 run, with the basket by Hamilton. His free throw is no good, tipped up in the air, it's going to be rebounded by, it's going to be knocked out of bounds, go to the Tigers there. They at least made the Tigers earn that rebound, it wasn't going to be easy. Linhart gets it to Hazen, all the way in the backcourt, near where he made that basket from the other night, actually, as Hazen brings it across. Gets
Ooh,
caught in the middle of the lane.
Almost
traveled with it and gets it over to Kale Watson. Watson to Linhart between the circles. Linhart to Watson. Kale Watson on the right-hand wing. Holds it high. Ball fake. Gets it to Andrew Linhart. 6:45 left to go. It's 21-11. Douglas. Kale Watson gets it to Linhart. Come to the basket. Good. Nice play. Linhart all the way around the arc and then right down the opposite side of the lane for the open layup. Linhart, meanwhile, gets his leg in the passing zone. So now it's a 9-2 run by the Tigers, and it's cut to a 21-13 lead here.
Boone's going to inbound it to Bacon. Bacon's going to bring it up towards the timeline and takes it across on the far side. Wow, did he take that through Hazen's legs? Boone has it. Oh, passes right into Kale Watson. Kale Watson's going to know what to do with it. He brings it back the other way. Picks up the dribble, gets it in the paint to Shipman, but it's a little bit too much mustard. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, with the turnover, it'll be back to Douglas. had a good opportunity there. They tried to make something of it, but kind of forced it a little bit. Robinson to Bacon. Back to Robinson. Oh. Boy, sloppy ball. Sloppy ball. Robinson brought it up across the line. Kind of lost a handle on it. Got it back. And somehow at the end of the whole ordeal, Bacon comes up with it again. And they lose it again. And Cale Watson is going to bring the ball back the other way. Those boys just need to settle down a little bit. Cale Watson brings it up the left elbow, takes a jump shot. It's no good. Douglas comes up for the rebound. They're going back the other way.
Jacob Shippen with a nice. He acts like he was going to throw it back out, but ended up faking, hitting back on the baseline. Off the backboard and good. It's 21-15.
5:28 left and a half. Tigers getting kind of clawing their way back into it a little bit. Bacon brings it across the timeline. They drive it along the baseline, pass it across the lane to Horsley. Horsley puts it in. Good for two. 23-15. Douglas Hazen brings it across in a hurry. Back to the left corner. Sends it back out to Cale Watson. Cale Watson has it on the left wing over to Hazen at the top of the key over to Linhart. Linhart drives along the baseline. His shot is blocked out of bounds. Got some starters coming back in now for Douglas. It's going to be the Tigers ball out of bounds. The inbounds to Hazen over the right wing at Cale Watson at the top of the key. He squares up for three and nails it. Boom goes the dynamite.
That's right. Hey, that was a play Coach Copeland implored him to run there on that inbounds pass. Ask him, please run this play, and they did. 3 points. Nice work.
23-18, Douglas, 4:42 left in the half. Bacon squares up for three. His shot is good as well. Boy, they matched him 3 point for 3 point.
That was a quick release by Bacon there. Nice play.
Hazen brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Cale Watson. He's going to drive it in the lane. His shot is blocked, but he gets his own rebound, but then loses the handle on it, and Bacon comes up with it. Bacon to Boone. Boone brings it across the timeline, nearly loses it, but gets his own rebound back, sends it into the left block. Shot is up and good by Brown. 28-18, Douglas is ahead by a dime. They get it ahead up to Linhart. Linhart brings it across the timeline, nearly stolen. They get it to Hazen up the top of the key. Hazen backs it out a little bit, sends it over to Linhart on the right wing. Linhart picks up the dribble, hands it in to Cale Watson, the free throw line. He backs it out over to brother Cale at the left wing, guarded by Bacon. Cale Watson dribbles it around, and timeout, Brashear.
Well, Coach Copeland is really wanting him to run the play, and apparently they're not running it because he's still yelling at him. So, I mean, they're all just kind of standing around. I don't know if they don't know what play it is, or Douglas isn't letting him run the play, but he had to call timeout and chew on them a little bit to remind them what the play is. Maybe they don't know what it is. Maybe it's a play out of the other playbook.
Well, whatever it was, they were definitely on a different page.
Yes, right. But literally or figuratively, I guess. Something wasn't right. Hey, we got 28-18, 3:44 left to go. Douglas has been able to come back a little bit after the run by the Tigers there. I think we ended up at about 14-4 run by the time it was all said and done, but it made it a little bit more interesting. As the Novinger team arrives, as the ref lets them pass by on the other side, Linhart inbounds to Hazen. Hazen's going to bring it back across, working against Smith. Hazen gets it to Linhart. Linhart over on the right-hand wing gets it to Shipman. Shipman finds himself open. Top of the key. Nice touch there by Jacob Shipman, and it's good. 28-20. Tigers behind.
Had to rattle around a little bit, but it made it.
That's all right. There's Justin Hazen. Oh, nice play. I thought Hazen was going to go get Bacon, the ball handler, but he ended up from behind. He ended up dripping out and getting the passee instead of the passer and knocked it out of bounds. Nice play, Justin Hazen. Douglas is going to keep it, but, I mean, that's a half turnover if I ever saw one. Broke up the semi-fast break by Douglas.
That was a no-look pass he should have looked at.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Horsley. Tried to cross-court pass to his teammate, and it was picked off by Cale Watson. Now Andrew Linhart works against Boone at half court, picks up his dribble, gets it to Cale Watson, who wants to take it to the hole. A series of ball fakes and good. Nice play by Cale Watson. Got a couple extra feet dribbling down in there, banging against the the big guy, and was able to put it off the glass and in, 28-22 with 2:54 left to go in the second quarter. Oh, that was a nice play by Hayes. The bounce pass went right at his feet, and he just stuck his foot out there and knocked it out of bounds. That's legal. I mean, you're not allowed to do that, I mean, but it's not against the rules or anything in terms of unsportsmanlike. As Boone tries to put it in, but he hits the deck, and Watson's going to come up with the rebound. He's coming the other way with it. You knew what I was trying to say there, didn't you, John?
I knew.
Well, that's it.
Here we go.
As Watson tries to go the other way, and they're going to call a foul on Bacon, traveling to the basket. I think it was with the body. It doesn't matter. Tiger's going to get to shoot free throws anyway.
I think that whistle was blowing before he even hit him.
Well, it was on Bacon. It wasn't on the. It was on Bacon out here at about the free throw line. I don't know if they're going to give him two shots or one and one, but he's going to get to shoot free throws either way. The way the players are standing, they're giving him two shots. He made the first one. It doesn't matter now anyway. 28-23 now. Tyler Killen comes in for Kylie Watson, giving solid minutes.
No doubt about that. I'm not sure that isn't about the best I've seen him play all year.
He definitely had purpose out there tonight, made a lot of smart plays. Watson's second's no good. Picked up by Shipman in the lane. Gets a little bit of space. Puts it in. Good. Hey, 28-25, Tigers. After being down 19-4, 2:23 left to go in the first half. Boone working against Watson and Linhart. Gets it over to Brown. Brown inside to Horsley, who's all alone underneath the basket. There was a breakdown of the press right there. And it's back up to a five-point lead. Hazen drifts outside. Puts it off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound's knocked away from Killen. Now the three Tigers knock it away from each other. Hamilton took an extra step there, but that's all right. And it's 32-25. It's back up to seven. Now Linhart throws it away, and Doug has come back the other way. Boy, we can't keep doing that. We make a run at them, and then we give up 6 or 8 points in a row. It'll be 6 points if they make a basket here. 32-25 with 1:43 left. Horsley strong to the basket, and they're going to call a foul out here from half court.
Fouls on Shipman.
That was going to be a foul on Jacob Shipman on Horsley.
That's probably his second foul, I would guess.
I believe it is.
Oh, they're showing first. I could have sworn he had one before.
Horsley's first shot's no good. Kylie Watson is going to come in for Linhart, who made a couple of bad plays here last couple of possessions. Horsley's second is going to be coming shortly. They already have a 7-point lead. Let's see if he can make it 8. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Cale Watson, who out-jumps Hamilton underneath. And now Cale's going to bring it back across. Cale brings it all the way to the top of the key. Almost travels, gets it to Hazen instead. Now gets it back to Watson, who's between the circles. 1:28 left to go in the first half. Kylie Watson has it over on the wing. Gets it to Jacob Shipman, who gets it to Kylie Watson over on the right-hand wing. Bounce pass is going to be knocked away by Douglas. They were trying to get it inside to Tyler Killen. Cale Watson's going to trigger it in underneath the basket. He gets it to over the top to Tyler Killen. Tyler Killen tries to get it to Hazen. Now he does. Hazen comes back over the top of the key to Kylie Watson on the left-hand wing. Over to Cale Watson, top of the key against Bacon. Gets a little step. Comes back. Bank off the backboard. No good. It's going to be rebound underneath by Boone, who all the way down to the other end of Bacon. Now gets it over to Hamilton. Nice play by Boone. Jacob Shipman was cocked, ready to fire on him on that block, and Boone kicked it over to Hamilton the last second. And now it's back up to a 9-point game again. Shipman's going to bring it across now with 49 seconds left to Tyler Killen. Quick release from the side, no good. Tipped out to Hazen. Hazen controls it as Horsley comes up on the stage with us. And now Hazen working against Smith underneath, gets it to Shipman. Shipman to Killen, who's going to get blocked, and they're going to call a foul there. Boy, they're getting wide open. Looks to Killen, he's just not able to put him in. I know he can make them, so if that play's still open second half and Tyler can put some of them in, that's going to be good for us. It's back up to a 9-point lead after it was 3. It was 28-25, now it's 34-25. Tyler's first free throw is front of the rim, no good. There's 34 seconds left to go in the half.
Boy, these boys are quick. I'll give them that. Here we go with Killen's second shot. First one's a little short. This one had enough mustard on it, it went in. 34-26. Smith to Boone. Boone brings it across. Back to Smith on the right block. His 10-foot jumper is good. Nice looking jump shot. Cale Watson with the ball. Gets it up ahead to Shipman. Nearly overthrows him. Shipman gets it all the way up the head to Watson, or to Tyler Killen. Killen about lost it, but he got it back out to Hazen. Hazen brings it out top of the key to Cale Watson, the left wing to Kylie Watson. At the free throw line, back to Cale, back to the left corner. And who is that? Oh, that Shipman drove the baseline and put it in just as time expires. I didn't see we were getting that close on time. But he did a good job. They obviously knew how much time was left.
Well, Coach Copeland was barking out seconds about every 3 or 4 seconds, so that helped.
So, at the end of the half, Douglas leads it 36-28.
Getting ready to start the second half. It's Douglas in the lead, 36-28. We'll see what the next 16 minutes bring. Tigers maybe can, every time they do one of those runs, they get a little bit closer, but that also saps a lot of your energy trying to come back all the time. They're going to have Stop Douglas start the second half as Bacon's going to inbound it.
And we hope no more equipment malfunctions.
No, we don't need anything else up here on the stage with us. We're good. Boone gets it over to Smith. I think starting five is out for both teams now. Hamilton in the middle gets it to Boone. Thinks about three. Going to take a few steps in off the backboard. No good. It's going to be rebounded. No, it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go to the Tigers. Let's see what the Tigers can do with their first possession in the second half.
He only got about a foot off the ground. He didn't know how to act when he was that close to the terra firma.
Yeah. As Cale Watson gets it now. Brings it right up the middle of the court. Douglas with light pressure. Now Andrew Linhart gets it on the right-hand wing. Linhart to Shipman, who gets by his man, gets it over to Tyler Killen, who puts it up and in. Hey, there's those shots I was talking about in the first half. Tyler wide open, is able to nail it from about 8 or 9 feet, and it's 36-30.
That all worked because Horsley was late getting back to Shipman.
That's right. Now down to the other end, Horsley finds Hamilton underneath. Actually, there were two Douglas guys wide open underneath the basket on the press. As Shipman's able to tip the ball to himself, he gets it back to Cale Watson. Watson's going to bring it across as Douglas retreats. 38-30, 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Cale Watson picks it up between the circles and gets it to Linhart over on the left-hand side. Bounce pass into Tyler Killen, who's wide open again. Good. Hey, I'm 2 for 2 on calling that. Douglas calls a quick timeout. They said... Oh, now they're going to say that he thought Douglas called a timeout.
Boy, that was confusing.
Yeah, it was. I think the coach said something that sounded like timeout, and the official thought he called it, so the official blew the whistle, and now they said, no, I didn't want timeout. Smith is going to bring it back against Hazen. Now underneath to Horsley. Horsley off the backboard, no good. Rebound to Cale Watson. Watson secures it. Now Douglas retreats. There, all the way up the line to Shipman. Shipman puts it off the glass, and good. And Killen wide open underneath, but now Coach wants a timeout. He should have taken it last time.
Well, that was a serious point problem. We lost a lot of points there. Went from 38-2.
I think he ended to set the score to 2 instead of add 2. Now we got a 38-34, 6.5 left. Tigers with a 6-0 run to start the second half. Let's see if they can see if the Douglas timeout kills some of the momentum from Brashear.
Well, you were right about that in the first half when you wondered aloud if they were going to leave Tyler Killen open and if he could take advantage of it. They did, and he did.
He's 2 for 2 in this half so far, and he was wide open under the basket on this last play. Shipman decided to take it in. You might as well not pass if you can get away with not passing it. And points are points, 38-34, 6.5 left to go in the third.
Got Cale Moore in the game now. I think this is his first action of the game.
That's right. He's got those long arms to get in there in the passing lanes. He almost tipped it there as he's guarding Boone rather closely. He gets it over to Bacon. Bacon's going to throw up a three. That's back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Hamilton. Hamilton's good. Hamilton, they had no strong side rebounders. The Tigers did. And Hamilton was able to clear the rebound and put it in. It's 40-34. That ends the run by the Tigers to start the second half. Watson has it between the circles now. Bounce pass into Shipman. Shipman It's going to get blocked in there by Hamilton. It's going to be picked up by Brown. Brown gets it to Boone. Boone brings it across now. Here's that anti-run that the Tigers had been victims of in the first half a few times. Smith gets it over to Boone. Boone, cross-court pass to Smith. Smith thinks about three, almost travels. Gets it to Bacon in the middle. Bacon bounce pass to Boone. Boone's going to bring it out. He's
3 second call.
They're going to call a 3 second call in there on Brown, I believe. Gleason's coming in. Comes in for Bacon. Chipman's going to inbound it. Tigers going left to right now as he gets it to Hazen. Hazen brings it across, guarded by Smith. Hazen gets it to Kale Watson on the right hand side. Watson gets to Tyler Killen, cutting across, gets wide open. Hazen, no good. It's going to be rebounded by Gleason. Is Gleason going to be able to outrun everybody there? Yep, and he throws a left-handed layup in. That's good. Kale Watson was trailing him as fast as he could, but if you're trailing him, you're not going to catch him. That's just how it is. Down at the other end, Hazen guarded closely by Gleason. Picks up a dribble, gets it to Watson. It's 42-34. Is a four-point run by Douglas. Shippen gets it to Hazen, gets it to Watson, wide open, top of the key, bang, three-pointer, 42-37 with 4:49 left to go in the third.
Threw it up ahead to, Hamilton. Hamilton turned around right into Killen, fell down. I don't know, it was a real big foul, but just that Hamilton lost his footing, but they're going to call a foul on Tyler Killen, which will be his third foul. First foul of the second half. Boone's going to inbound it. Gets it in to Smith. Back to Boone. Boone to Gleason up top the key. Back to Boone over the right wing. Back to Smith up top over the left-hand side. Shot for three by Gleason was good. 45-37. 4:29 left in the third. Cale Watson's going to bring the ball back the other way for the Tigers. He's going to square up. They're going to leave him open, and he's going to take the shot every time. But he missed it that time and tried to get it back out to Hazen. Intercepted by Douglas. They take it all the way and put it in for the 2 points. The easy layup didn't work, but they got the rebound. Those guys can get elevated and get those rebounds. So Shipman will inbound it, gets it to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline on their side. Tries to get it over to Kylie Watson. Too much height on it. Douglas comes up with it, takes it coast to coast. Shot's no good. Rebound, Douglas. Shot's no good. Shipman comes up with the rebound, and he has it in the lane. Gets it to Kale Watson all the way up to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson puts it in off the glass. Good.
Boy, Shipman hit Brown right in the chops with an elbow there. I can't believe I didn't call that a foul. I don't think he meant to do it. Kale Moore, meanwhile, steals it. Left hand. Oh, nice play by Kale Moore. But, boy, that just about knocked Boone down. He just about went down on a knee. He's hurting. He's still feeling his jaw on that one. I can't believe that wasn't a foul. I don't know if you saw it, John.
No, it was around the corner. I couldn't see that. They got all the way down to Kale Watson, too. Or not Kale Watson.
Kylie Watson.
Yep.
Kylie Watson was able to put the... Sorry, I got excited about that shot. I mean, it rocked his head back. And he looked at the ref like, how can you not call that a foul? So, Kale Moore is going to get to shoot two free throws, I believe, when we come out of the timeout. Like I said, Shipman got the ball, the rebound, and was just trying to clear out, and he connected with Brown's chompers. I hope Brown's doing okay because that was quite a hit.
Yeah, they're around the corner from me. I can't see. Is he... Does he look like he's doing all right, or you can't see either?
He's not laying on the floor, as far as I know. Now he's still holding his jaw, but he comes out. Maybe we can get him that first bottle of water that we had. That was all ice, the one that we spilled early in the first half.
All right, 47-39. Douglas with the advantage. Tigers still in this one. They still have the opportunity to claw back into it. Kale Moore's first shot is no good. Come on, Kale. We've got to hit those. We need them. Second one's on its way. It's no good either. And it goes out of bounds, knocked out by Douglas. So they're going to give it back to Brashear. Tigers with a little bit of a lucky break there. Lenhart comes in the game for Kale Moore. Kale Watson will inbound it to the Tigers. into bounce pass into Hazen right in front of the Tigers bench. He kicks it out to Kale Watson up the top of the key. A little bit of a spin move there. Picks up a dribble, gets it into Kylie Watson, except it doesn't go all the way in. And Douglas comes up with it, and they're going to take it all away. Except it's going to be a jump ball. It was a little bit wild on it there, and Gleason had the ball, but he kept it down low, didn't know what to do with it. Brashear Tigers got their hands on it. They're going to be favored with the arrow here, so Kale Watson will bring it back the other way for the Tigers. Bounce pass over to Hazen, the right wing. Hazen to Linhart up top of the key. Thought about taking an inside. Sends it over to Hazen. Back to Watson. Over to Linhart on the left-hand side. Gets it in the lane. Back out to Kale Moore. He's going to square it for three. And he's going to hit it. There we go. 47-42. 3:49 left in the third. Boone with the ball. Sends it up ahead. Back to Boone. Just as he came across the timeline. He's over on the right wing. Sends it into the lane to Hamilton. Hamilton puts it up. Good. Tigers get it in. Over to Hazen on the far side. Hazen to Kale Watson. Near center court. Watson puts it on the floor, picks it up, sends it over to Linhart. Linhart to Hazen over the right blocks. He pulls it back out to Linhart up top. Well, he had a chance for a three, but didn't take it. Over to Kale Watson, over to Shipman on the left corner. Shipman in the baseline, tries to feed it in to Hazen, but it's intercepted by Douglas, and they're bringing the ball back the other way. Boone with the ball, sends it over to the right side to Gleason. Gleason back to the left corner, right corner, shot is well short. Kylie Watson comes up the rebound, hands it off to Watson, and we're going back the other way. 1:44 left in the third. Kale Watson squares up for three, and I think he was just inside the line, so we're just going to give him two. Boone brings it across the timeline, nearly loses the handle on it, but he brings it back out, sends it over the left wing. Back out up top to Gleason.
Douglas has kind of lost the spring in their steps there. They've been completely on the floor for those past two rebounds. Coach for the Bulldogs sees that, and he's putting it in Horsley again. Linhart gets it on the right-hand wing. Picks up a dribble, gets it to Shipman. Shipman's going to take a three. No good. It's going to be rebounded by Hamilton. Hamilton's coming the other way. It's two on two. Hamilton all the way in. Good. He's just long arms and legs, and he's tough to contain. 51-44, 7-point lead with 50 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Hazen working against Smith. Crossover dribble to lose him. Gets it over to Kale Watson, who's open for three. Front of the rim. Go! Back of the rim. Top of the backboard and in. You got to have touch to do that. As it cuts it to a 4-point lead. 33 seconds left. Ball is tipped by Linhart to Smith. Smith gets it to Boone. Boone's going to shoot up the three. No good. Rebound by Watson, who gets it to Kale Watson, up to Shipman. 20 seconds left to go, and Watson walks it up. Coach telling him, calm down. We can't score 4 points. We don't want to score 4 points right now. Let's just get one good shot. Hazen into Shipman. Back to Linhart. Linhart with the ball fake over to Hazen on the right-hand side. Gets it to Kale Watson, who almost loses it. Gets it to Andrew Linhart with 5 seconds left, and they're going to call a foul on Boone. That'll be the second foul on Douglas. Tigers will get 3.5 seconds to set up a play here from out of bounds. I think you're going to have to hit Kale Watson coming off the screen. What do you think, John?
Well, he's the one with the hot hand.
Well, that's the play they've been running on inbounds on the offensive end, so we'll see what happens. They hit him on the inbound pass. He gets it over to Shipman, turns around and shoots it. No good, air ball. And ball's going to fall inconsequentially out of bounds. It's 51-47 going into the fourth quarter.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to start the fourth quarter here as Boone's going to bring it across. Gets it to Smith. Smith in the corner to Brown. Brown with a rainbow pass. That's going to go out of bounds. Stay with the Tigers. Boy, Boone was hot under the collar there. That was kind of a dangerous pass there for no reason by Smith, as Camp's going to come in the game now. But not right now, as Watson's going to bring it across. 51-47 Douglas. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen with the ball fake. Gets it to Shipman atop the key. Guarded closely by Brown. To Linhart, right-hand wing. Linhart almost gets to Solon. Comes back with it. And they're going to call Kylie Watson underneath for 3 seconds, I believe. That's one for each team on that. As Boone inbounded it underneath the basket. 7.5 minutes left to go. It's a 4-point lead for Douglas. They find Horsley at half court. Horsley, oh my God, what a, just a little running scoop shot from about 15 feet out, and it goes in. It wasn't exactly the George Gervin finger roll, but hey, it still counts for 2 points. Meanwhile, Shipman underneath, little step, and two, and he may get an extra one. Coach Douglas wanting travel on that play. It's debatable. But Jacob Shipman's going to get a chance to make his 3-point play. That'll be 3 fouls on Douglas, I believe. And it's 53-49. Here's Shipman with a chance to cut it to a 1-possession game.
Foul's going to be on Camp.
That foul is on Camp, who hasn't played much tonight. Shipman gets his own rebound, fights up and in. Hey, it is a 1-possession game. 53-51 is the closest it's been since 2-0.
Heck with those 3-point plays, make it a 4-point play.
That's right. Ooh, Camp almost throws it away to Bacon at the other end. Now Boone gets it. He tries to calm everybody down. Bacon, left-hand wing, gets it to Smith. Smith quickly over to Boone on the right-hand wing. Boone to Camp. Now to Boone. Boone gets it back out to the circle to Bacon. Bacon to Smith on the left-hand wing. Inside to Camp. Camp finds himself wide open. Front of the rim, no good. Tipped up. Tipped by, and Bacon ends up controlling it. He's coming all the way out with it. Wraparound pass to Boone. Boone's going to take a shot from 20. It's good. Nice shot. Boone's got a good-looking shot. Once it leaves his hand, it's good looking. It's kind of ugly for him, but, boy, he's a good shooter. Hazen, meanwhile, around the defender, decides to take it to the basket himself. Speaking of ugly, we could do that, too. That was kind of a line drive shot. Keeps it back to a 3-point lead with 6:20 left to go.
Boone gets it ahead to Camp over on the right wing. Back to Boone on the corner. Boone dribbles it back out, hands it off to Bacon. Bacon into Horsley. His shot is up and good.
Horsley is, he's just not missing tonight. That shot was line driver, and it just drilled it home.
Every one of his shots looks kind of like a sloppy off-key shot, but he hits him. Linhart, but meanwhile, at the other end on the right wing, oh, man, gets it into Shipman, but it's a bad pass, and Horsley comes up with it, and he takes it coast-to-coast. A little finger roll goes right in. 59-53, Douglas. Kale Watson brings the ball back the other way for the Tigers. He's going to drive it in the lane and put it up himself, and it's no good. Kylie Watson comes up with it temporarily, but loses it to Horsley. He's going to take it all away himself. He's going to get fouled, and he'll get the chance to shoot for two. I was going to say, if that thing fell in, I was going to be surprised, but given all the rest of them he's thrown up, I guess it shouldn't have been.
Well, Linhart fouled him pretty hard on that. If he would have made that, it definitely would have been luck on that one. But, hey, they're back up to a 6-point lead now. They just keep throwing it away down underneath, taking bad shots. I don't know why they get that way. They'll hit these lulls. I mean, most teams will hit one or two of those a game. The Tigers seem to hit one of those lulls every quarter, and it kills them in the end because they spend so much time trying to come back. Tyler Killen's coming in for Linhart. Horsley misses both of those, and Killen gets the rebound. Still a 6-point game with 5.5 left to go in the fourth. Watson gives it to Hazen. Hazen gives it back to Kale Watson over on the side. Guarded by Bacon. Gives it to Kylie Watson between the circles. Working against Horsley. Kylie Watson picks up his dribble and gives it to Hazen. Tigers running a little bit of an offense here. Hazen.
More Killen and Camp are just in a war.
They're really banging. Kale Watson inside to Killen. Killen with a ball fake. Gets it to Hazen. Now back up to Kale Watson, who thinks about three, and then gets it to Shipman. Shipman all the way down the lane. It's going to be bang around on the rim. No good. Rebound by Shipman. Shipman gets his own rebound. Puts it up. 3 rebounds. No good. He misses all 3 shots. And now Boone tries to throw it down to the other end. It's going to be picked off by Kylie Watson. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen going to be trapped in the corner. Throws it off Kylie Watson's face. He didn't realize how close Watson was to him. Now at the other end, Smith. Oh, my God. I don't know how Douglas was able to get three guys back on that fast break, but they...
You can't run with them, though.
You can't run with... And I don't know why we didn't get more people back on... There's no reason we shouldn't have more people back on that break. Anyway, it's back up to an eight-point game. It's just, I mean, one of those stretches for the Tigers where they just don't play smart basketball, and it's costing them.
So with 4:17 left in the game, Douglas leads it 61-53.
Teams ready to come back out from the timeout. Tigers will have the ball. Watson will. Watson will inbound right in front of us. Chipman has it. Just inside the half court line. Gets it to Kale Watson. 4:10 left to go. 61-53 Tigers. Hazen has it. Down at the other end. Gets it to Kylie Watson. Top of the key. Bounce pass to Jacob Chipman. He's going to go all the way in. Works himself off the hip of the defender and puts it in. Gets it to a 6-point lead. Smith. Gets it to Boone. Boone with a bounce pass to Horsley. Horsley, of course, behind the back, throws it up on the rim and good. Boy, he lost his defender like he wasn't even there. And it's back up to an 8-point lead. Hazen has it. Gets it to Kale Watson, who gives it between the circles. Into Shipman. Shipman in the lane. He's going to be blocked. Knocked up. It's going to be picked up by Horsley. Horsley behind his back to Bacon. That was a bad pass, and Bacon is going to be called for travel there. That wasn't Bacon's fault at all. It was Horsley's fault. And Horsley tried a little finesse pass there behind the back, and it was up in Bacon's face, and he wasn't able to do anything with it. Kale Watson gets it to Hazen, to Kylie Watson. Douglas really clamped down on the defense here lately. Now Hazen gets it back on the right-hand side. Gets it to Kale Watson. Kale Watson wide open, but deep. Good. Oh, my God. That was about 4 steps behind the three-point line, and he put it in. It's down to a 5-point lead. Horsley gets in the middle of the lane, and he's going straight to the hoop. Actually misses one, and it's going to be out of bounds off Hazen. Boy, Horsley finally missed one. Douglas Coates wants a timeout now. And it's 2:58 left to go. It's 63-58. Douglas, we got a pretty high-scoring game here anyway. Douglas, 2:58 left to go. Both teams getting instructions from their coach, respective coaches, I guess. It'll be Douglas ball underneath their own basket here. Tigers send out Shipman, Kale Watson, Tyler Killen, Kylie Watson, and Justin Hazen, two freshmen out there. Douglas has Horsley, Smith, Bacon, Camp, and Boone, I imagine, throwing it in. He's kind of around the corner. That is Boone. Horsley gets it. Immediately puts it up. It's going to be rebounded by Shipman. See if the Tigers can cut it to a one-possession game here. Watson has it at the circle now, guarded by Bacon. Watson over to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson bounce pass to Kale Watson. Now inside to Shipman. Shipman absorbs contact, puts it up, no good. Oh, tipped up. No, they're going to call.
They're going to call over the back on Tyler Killen.
But it was the Douglas player that made the basket. So it wasn't Tyler that made the basket. It was a Douglas player. They're still going to wave it off because the Douglas player tried to tip it up to himself, and he tipped it in. I don't know how they can't give the basket to the Tigers on that one.
That's fourth foul on Tyler Killen, too.
That's Tyler's fourth. Linhart's coming in. He may see some more action. 2:39 left to go, 63-58.
Boone to Bacon. Bacon, a cross-court pass to Hamilton. Get it up to Boone, cross the timeline. Boone guarded by Linhart. Wow. Boone, nice cross the lane over to Camp. Camp puts it up and good. he was wide open, and that was a strong move by Camp Hazen to Watson. Watson has it up top, 213, 65-68. Linhart to back to Hazen up top of the key. Back to Linhart over the right wing, back to Kale Watson up top. Oh, Watson just about loses it by Bacon. Watson into Shipman, kind of a slow pass, and ends up on the floor. Oh, Douglas comes up with it, sends it all the way down for the easy layup. Boy, that was a killer. That was an absolute killer. 1:43 left. Hazen brings it up across the timeline. Sends it to the left corner. Shipman drives the baseline. His shot is up and good. 67-60, 1:30 left. Bacon with the ball back to Boone. Boone up to Bacon across the timeline, up the left wing, back to Boone. Boone holds it up. Let the time expire a little bit here. Back to Bacon. Bacon sends it back to the left corner, into Camp. Camp's shot up off the glass is no good. Douglas with the rebound, the putback, and it's good, and there's a foul. That was Hamilton that made the shot, and he's going to go to the line.
Tigers are completely breaking down on defense here. Douglas seemed intent just to run the clock out. Camp put up a bad shot, and they couldn't come down with a rebound. Hamilton got it out of the middle of three Tigers there. And Hamilton's going to have a chance to make it a three-point play, put him up 10. It's no good. It's going to be tipped up. Camp gets the rebound. There were two Douglas people underneath the basket on the free throw, and I didn't really see any Brashear person under there. I don't know what the problem is there.
But Camp gets fouled going up to make the shot. He didn't get the shot, but he gets to go to the line.
He's going to have a chance to put it up to 11, possibly. His first shot's front of the rim, no good. Tigers are going to have to hunker down and get a rebound here. They only have five fouls, so they're going to start fouling Douglas, perhaps. It's 10-point lead now, 70-60. Linhart. As Coach Copeland takes time out, as the Tigers bring it up the floor. He is pretty disgusted right now, as you can imagine. Nobody on his team wants to rebound. Even if you're not going to rebound, you need to put a body on somebody so they can't rebound.
Well, Tigers had their chances. Afraid that with 1 minute left and a 10-point deficit, they're going to have a hard time making it up with the time that remains.
Especially with the defense Douglas has been playing the last few possessions. Tigers can't get any open shot, forcing the Tigers to throw it away. Linhart's going to inbound to Watson down at the far edge of the court. As Hazen's going to bring it up against Smith in a hurry. They're going to have to do everything in a hurry now. Hazen gets it to Andrew Linhart, who dribbles around with Boone in his face. Gets it to Shipman. Shipman tries to draw the foul, but gets the basket in anyway, 70-62. Bacon gets it over on the side. They're going to have to start fouling. They can't even afford to start stealing here. They're down by eight. Linhart works against Boone. They're going to call a foul on Linhart here. That'll be six fouls on Brashear, so no 1-1 yet. That'll be, I don't know how many fouls Linhart has. That'll be two on Linhart. Next foul will put him in the 1-1. Boone gets it. They're going to have to foul him now. I don't know what the big non-hurry is. Bacon gets it at half court. Gets it to Boone. 33 seconds left to go, and there's the foul by Linhart. They end up losing about 8 or 9 seconds on that possession. Boone's going to get to shoot 1-1 here. Tigers have to box out on this. They're only down eight. I mean, that's three possessions. There's 32 seconds left. If you can get them in a point where they're not making their free throws, it's possible to come back, but you're going to have to get the rebound on these. Nope, Boone makes that a moot point and drains it right through. Nothing but net. Back up to nine. Still a three-possession game. The next one is good. Boone, you don't want to foul Boone. Mental note. Watson gets it into Hazen, back to Watson. Cale Watson is going to bring it up the floor. He's guarded by Bacon. Watson all the way in against Camp, off the glass and good. Boone's going to throw it in. That helps us out. Gets it to Smith. And they're going to call Oh, they're going to say Smith stepped out of bounds there.
Stepped on the
line. Possession for the Tigers. Down 8 with 20 seconds left to go. We'll see what happens here. Kale Watson's going to throw it in. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen gets it to Kale Watson. Kale Watson pulls up for 3. Front of the rim, good. It's down to a 5-point game as Coach Copeland takes a timeout. 13 seconds left, and it's 72-67, Douglas. Well, we'll see what happens. Copeland putting in his speed fouling team. You got to watch out. One thing you got to watch out for here is the long baseball pass. You got a bunch of people up in the front court trying to foul. All they have to do is throw it right over the top. And as we've seen tonight, Douglas doesn't miss layups, do they, John?
No, they haven't. But the one thing they will do, though, is they'll make bad passes. And so that may be the only chance we have is really to make them make that long baseball pass. And maybe we'll get lucky and we'll miss it. They get it into Bacon. And Bacon's fouled. So he'll go to the line. We'll see what kind of a free throw shooter he is. 10 seconds left. 72-67. Smith and Boone back for Douglas. Shot's no good. Tigers have a chance for it. But Camp comes up with it, and I think, is he going to be fouled?
No, Camp got the rebound, but he stepped out of bounds. It'll be Tiger ball.
How about that?
8 seconds left to get 5 points here.
Kale Watson with the ball. He squares up for 3, and it's no good. Douglas comes up with the rebound. Whoops, they lose the handle of it. Time expires. Just ran out of time. So Douglas wins it, 72-67. Our second matchup tonight is in the girls' action between Brashear and Novinger. The clock has been reset for 12 minutes here. And so in a little bit, we'll be back for some more games. After that, we'll have Knox County versus Novinger boys. So we got a lot of basketball yet to play tonight. So stay with us.
Hello, we're back. We've got about a minute and a half before the start of the second game of the night. It'll feature the Novinger Lady Wildcats versus the Brashear Tigers in, effectively, the championship game of the 77th Brashear Tournament. I'm joined once again by John Slavin. This is Matt Caldwell. Hopefully this game will have fewer excitement, a little bit less excitement up in the booth, anyway, than the last game did.
We like the excitement down the floor.
Yeah, that's where we like to keep it. We don't do so well describing the excitement up here.
Not when there's water pouring all over the table when you're surrounded by electrical devices.
That's right.
Well, how do you see this match sizing up?
Oh, it's going to be intense one way or the other, whether it's a blowout or whether it's a one-point game. These teams have had quite a rivalry going for the past few years, so I don't know. It just kind of depends on who makes the fewest mistakes. That's how the other games have been in this tournament. So we'll just have to see how this one goes.
In the game the other night between this Novinger team and the Knox County team, two big things happened that hurt Novinger, although they did end up with a win. The one was that one of their starters, Anna Grugerich, has had a knee injury, so she's not playing at all. And then about midway through the fourth period, their tall girl, Wayman, fouled out. And that made a big difference. But hopefully the Tigers will be able to capitalize on the fact that Anna Grugerich isn't playing, but they're going to have to deal with Wayman inside.
Yeah, we're getting some starting lineups in here now. First for Novinger, we have number 11, Katie King. Number 15, Whitney Middleton. Number 21, Courtney Brauner. Number 41, Caitlin Brauner. And number 51, Emily Wayman. Now for the Tigers, we have Sheree Cole, Jesse Hill, Kimberly Elzey, Haley Kelsey, and Chelsea Collip rounding up starting five. We'll just have to see how this one goes. It's going to be pretty exciting stuff. We're going to jump the ball up here in a sec.
I can't wait.
I'm all with Twitter here.
And we've got George out here repping. He's always makes things exciting for us, too.
Hey, we've got three refs. That's how exciting they're expecting this to be. We'll have to see how it goes here.
We got Wayman going again. Kelly Kelsey. The tall girls. Tigers control the tip-off. Elsie with the ball. Jesse Hill has it up top. She's going to take it into the lane and dishes off the left-hand side to Elsie. Elsie tries to get her over the right-hand side to Collip. A little bit too much mustard on it. Goes out of bounds and it'll be Novinger's ball.
That was Sheree Cole that made the turnover. We don't want Kimberly to be dragged into that, really.
Well, that's true. My old eyeball's failing on me. King has it up top. King to Middleton up top of the key. She dribbles around the left-hand side. Just about carried the ball. Sends it back to number 11, King. Pass into the right side of the block. Bashir bounce. Doesn't go in. And it's Wayman, and she's going to be fouled by Kelsey.
That foul is purely the product of the Tigers not getting on the boards there and letting Wayman get inside position. She's tall enough anyway. They got her listed at 6'1". We don't have anybody that tall. So you're going to have to keep her off, keep her on your back if you're going to get try to get rebound. Haley Kelsey fouled her on the way up.
Wayman missed the first end. And she missed the second one. Jesse Hill comes up with the rebound, and we're going back the other way. She hands it off to Elsie. Elsie will bring it across the timeline. Sends it over to Sheree Cole. Back to Elsie on the left side. Over to Collip on the right wing. Collip sends it back to Sheree Cole in the right corner. Her shot is up and good. So Tigers are on the board first. 2-0 with 6:54 left in the first period. Wayman's going to bring the ball herself. Not used to doing all that sort of thing, but she hands it off to King. King has it on the right wing. She dribbles back up center. Changes direction, sends it back to Middleton at the right wing. Middleton to Wayman. Wayman's doing a lot of action on the outside here. Over to, that wasn't Wayman, that was Brauner. Brauner to Wayman, back to Brauner with the rebound, and Haley Kelsey goes up and gets the rebound, and she's going to be fouled by Wayman. Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, we got her on her back. Haley Kelsey did, and she was able to come away with the rebound and the foul. That's a double bonus right there as far as I'm concerned.
Kelsey and Elsie. Say that 10 times. Elsie to Cole into the paint to Jesse Hill. Her shot is up and no good. Brauner with the rebound. Handing it off to her sister Brauner, and she's going to square up for three. No good, but she's going to get her own rebound. Drives along the right-hand side of the lane and with a shot, which is no good, but she's fouled in the process. That's Courtney Brauner, that is. Courtney will inbound it. Gets it in. It's kind of off the elbow of Haley Kelsey. It goes out of bounds, so they're going to retain possession of it. That's kind of a weird inbound thing. Courtney sends it into Wayman. And her shot up off the glass is no good, but Caitlin Bronner's put back, kind of a spin move, is good. So we're all knotted up at two. Elsie brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Sheree Cole on the right wing. Back out to Collip up top. call up back to Sheree Cole. She's going to shoot for three. She comes up short, and Wayman with the rebound. Tigers got to hit those shots because Wayman's likely to get it. Courtney Bonner with the ball. She brings it across. Hands it off to Caitlin Bonner, who takes it along the right-hand side of the lane. Her shot's no good, but she's fouled, I think, by Jesse Hill. It's going to be the third team foul, one for Novinger. Courtney Bronner is going to inbound it for Novinger. Into Wayman. And Wayman shots. Oh, I thought they were going to call a foul, but George calls her for walking with it. How about that? Haley Kelsey inbounds it to Elsie. Elsie to Sheree Cole on the left-hand side. Over to Collip on the right wing. Collip brings it back out up top. Picks up the dribble, sends it over to Sheree Cole. Cole with the Haley Kelsey with the pick and roll and the spin move. And what are they going to do?
They're going to call her for travel there. She was a little out of control there. You couldn't blame her for calling that.
So Courtney Bronner will walk it back the other way, brings it across the timeline. She's going to be guarded by Cole, sends it over to Caitlin Bronner on the right wing to King. King up top, feeds it in to Courtney Bronner. The shot's no good. Tigers come up with the rebound. Sheree Cole's going to bring it back the other way. Everybody falls back in the standard defense. They send it to Elsie. Into the right block to Haley Kelsey. Her shot comes up short, and Courtney Bonner comes up with a rebound, and we're going the other way. Bonner's left wide open. She's going to shoot for three. No good. Haley Kelsey comes up with a rebound. Hands it off to Elsie, to Sheree Cole. Cole brings it up across the timeline. Hands it off to Elsie. Sends it over to the left wing. Can't see who that is. That Collip?
Kelsey Collip, yeah.
And whatever happened, Novinger ended up with it. Courtney Bronner gets it across the timeline with some effort. To King on the right wing, sends it into Wayman on the right blocks. Her shot's no good. They're going to say she walked with it again. Same deal.
She got happy feet in there, she needs to work on her post move maybe a little bit. Her pivot. She's been called traveling on that two times in a row.
That's right. Elsie brings it up across the timeline. She's going to be guarded by Milton. They send it into Jesse Hill at the free throw line. Hill takes it around the right-hand side to Collip. Collip sends it to Sheree Cole to Hill at the free throw line, and Courtney Bronner reached for the ball behind her back, and they got her with a foul.
It'll be the second foul on Novinger. Brashear had three. That'll be the first on Courtney Bronner. Hill's going to shoot a couple free throws here, it looks like.
3:48 left in the first. We're all knotted up at a deuce.
Her first one misses off front of the rim. Neither team scoring very many points. That makes for a pretty close game at the end, I imagine. And Hill drains the second, 3-2 Tigers. Courtney Bronner is going to bring it up the floor. Working against Sheree Cole. Gets it across half court. Going to be trapped at half court. Now gets it over to King. King drifts over towards the top of the key, gets it to Middleton. Middleton works against Collip. Now back to King. King, top of the key, holds it high. Bounce pass to Middleton on the right-hand wing. She gets around her defender. It's going to be knocked away by Collip. Collip's going to try to go on the other end, score. Throws up the layup. No, she's going to get fouled by Middleton. That was a nice play by Chelsea Collip to keep control of that after she knocked it away. She's going to get shoot two free throws here. See if we can put the Tigers up by three.
She kind of had to slow up to get to control of the ball, and that let everybody get caught up to her, but fortunately she got fouled going up to the basket.
Yep. She was able. That was just all hustle. That right there is what earned that foul. Her first shot's good. Puts Tigers up 4-2 with 3:20 left to go in the first quarter. Here's her second. Also good. Fruitful trip to the line for Chelsea Collis. Puts Tigers up 5-2. 3:20 left to go. Courtney Bronner inbounds to King. King is going to dribble up the right-hand side. He's going to be fouled by Hill. Hill didn't even come close to setting her feet on that. She was definitely just trying to nudge King out of bounds. And that'll be four fouls on the Tigers. Clarkson is going to come in for Hill. Fouls are 4-3. Brashear has more fouls. 3:15 left to go. It's 5-2. Caitlin Bronner inbounds to Wayman. Wayman to Bronner, who has it at the top of the key, gets it to Courtney Bronner, who has it at the top of the key, gets it high to Middleton. Middleton dribbles into the junction, loses her man, still can't find the basket and gets it to Caitlin Bronner, who misses the first shot. Gets her own rebound, misses that too. It's going to be rebounded by Ashley Clarkson. Trapped underneath the basket by Caitlin Bronner, but she gets it to Kimberly Elzy, and Elzy's heading back the other way. No press so far from Novinger, so Elzy was able to bring it across pretty easily. She gets it to Sheree Cole over just to the left-hand side. Now across to the right-hand side to Collip. Collip bounce pass going to be stolen by Courtney Bronner, who gets it over to Caitlin Bronner, who's going to go all the way in. No, bounce pass to King. King throws it up off the glass and good. King almost looked like she wasn't ready for that ball, but she was able to put it in at 5-4 with 2.5 minutes left to go in the first. Sheree Cole, top of the key, thinks about three and gets it to Collip, who with a quick shot. Good, nice shot by Chelsea Collip. A step inside the arc, and it's back up to 7-4 now with 2:18 left to go. Tigers in the lead.
She has a real good shot from the corner over there.
She does. She likes setting up over there, and if she catches the ball cleanly, she can put it up pretty fast, too. Middleton gets it to King, who's wide open for free throw line. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Collip. Dances the tightrope along the line. Now gets it to Cole. Cole brings it across to Elzy. Elzy guarded by Middleton. Elzy on the left-hand wing gets it to Cole, top of the key, to Collip. Collip to Cole, top of the key. Thinks about three. Now gets it to Clarkson. Over to Collip, who's going to throw up another shot. Good. Hey, nice call there, John. We'll give that credit to John. That's Chelsea Collip with, what is that, 6 straight points for her, maybe, on the free throws and the 2 baskets, and that's a 9-4 lead. Chelsea Collip 6, Novinger 4 here.
And that basket was twice as big as it needed to be. She could have hit that with those little pint-sized baskets.
That's right. And she was probably standing on line when she shot it, too, so we'll see if that play still is able to happen for us as the game goes on, and maybe it'll turn out well for the Tigers, who are up for 9-4 with 1:40 left to go in the first.
Well, of course, what that's going to do is it's going to make Novinger have to come out and guard her, which obviously opens up some things inside.
Exactly. And Tigers aren't going to hit all their shots all night. We know that. But you need to soften up that inside for driving and rebounding. So we'll see what happens. Courtney Bronner is going to bring it across. Gets it to King over on the left right-hand wing. Now to Middleton, who holds it high against Collip. Almost throws it away to Bronner. Gives it into Wayman. Wayman spin move. Collects herself. No good. Gets her own rebound. They're going to call her for the foul over the back there. And that'll be 2 on her, I believe. And that'll be 4 fouls on Novinger. She's kind of off to a rough start tonight. 2 fouls, 2 traveling violations. Sheree Cole brings it across. Gives it to Chelsea Collip. He thinks about hitting the cutting Ashley Clarkson. Now Collip gets it again. Ball fake. Gets it to Kelsey, who gets it to Cole, wide open for three. Bang! Sheree Cole there with a three-pointer from the right-hand wing. Puts the Tigers up 12-4 here with a minute left to go in the first. Courtney Bronner works against Sheree Cole. Now to King, who's guarded closely by Elzy, playing really, really tight defense, ziplock defense. And that's going to be knocked away there by Sheree Cole in the corner. Tigers playing some really good defense here at the start. Scudder comes in for Clarkson. Courtney Bronner passed it in. Caitlin Bronner, who has it on the right-hand wing. Top of the key to King. King, one dribble, holds it, guarded by Elzy. Now gets it over to Middleton. Inside to Wayman, it's going to be knocked away. She gets it underneath the basket, can't shoot it. Now gets it to Middleton, over to Courtney Bronner. 35 seconds left. Lob pass into Wayman. It's going to be defensed by Scudder, and they're going to call Scudder for the foul. That'll be 5 fouls on the Brashear Tigers. That'll be the first on Scudder, who just came into the game. 12-4 Tigers with 33.5 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Novinger hasn't given up on trying to get it into Wayne.
Nope, that's definitely their game plan. Ooh, Courtney Bronner traveled on that inbound play, and she gives it to Wayman. It's good. You're not allowed to move when it's knocked out of bounds like that, or when there's a foul, and she hopped up and down 3 or 4 times, and they ended up giving it to her anyway. Sheree Cole, wide open for a second, gives it to Collip in the corner, who gets some space, throws it up, off backboard, no good. Rebound's going to come all the way out to King. King's going to go all the way into the basket, and Cole fouled her. It's going to be rebound underneath by Wayman to Caitlin Bronner for three. In and out, no good. 5 seconds left, rebound goes to Collip. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Haley Kelsey throws up a shot from half court that goes over the top of the backboard. I guess she ate an extra bowl of Wheaties this morning. That one didn't look good. She was about 3 steps outside the three-point line. Collip did a good job getting the ball up the court with just 4 or 5 seconds left. Haley Kelsey had kind of a running shot at it and missed everything. Ended up hitting the doorway as you come in.
I think she thought she was shooting from that from the timeline rather than where she was.
She turned around and heaved it and didn't realize where she was. So, hey, we'll take a 12-6 lead going into the second quarter here.
Anytime. 15 fouls on the Tigers, 4 on Novinger, 2 fouls on Wayman. We're going to let Tyler Killen sit in for me. He's itching to broadcast.
Maybe he's itching to get out some of his aggression there that he got in the first game. Lady Wildcats are going to inbound on the opposite side of the floor. They're going left to right. Courtney Bronner is going to bring it up against Sheree Cole, 12-6 Tigers. Bronner almost loses it. Now she's going to be fouled by Cole. They give her the basket. Off the kind of a crazy left-handed shot off the glass. And Bronner has a chance to cut it to a three-point lead here. It's 12-8 Tigers.
It brings me back to the Douglas game a while ago. They had some crazy shots.
Boy, everything they threw up was going in. It was pretty bad to watch. Bronner's shot, 10 and out, no good. Rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey's going to get it to Kimberly Elzey, and Elzey's coming back the other way with it. No press by either team so far. I guess they're conserving their energy. Sheree Cole steps through the team and now gets it inside to Collip. Collip to Scudder, and Scudder's blocked by Caitlin Bronner. Novinger's coming back the other way. Chase cut it to one possession. 12-8, 7.5 minutes left to go. Courtney Bronner gets stuck inside the lane, gets it to Caitlin Bronner. He throws up a three, back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Kimberly Elzey, who
took the timeout.
Who gets knocked down to the floor, and Coach Williams calls the timeout immediately.
If I was Novinger, I don't think I'd want Caitlin Bronner shooting beyond the arc. Cause that doesn't really look like her type of shot there.
Well, she was shooting them in warm-ups a lot, so that's maybe part of their plan. Anyway, Tigers are going to retain possession here. 12-8, 7.5 minutes left to go in the second. So what did you think of that first game there, Tyler, as a man on the street perspective? Excuse me.
We got beat deep a lot. We couldn't shut down their fast breaks. I think if we could have played a half-court type game, I think we would have came out on top.
Yeah, I mean, they're just so athletic that they don't even have to. I mean, they can get a fast break on virtually any rebound they get, and that's we had to pay for that a few times. Meanwhile, Scudder has it at the other end. She's going to be called for steps somehow, and we're going back the other way.
I didn't see that, literally.
Yeah, it was in the corner. Courtney Bronner is going to bring it across timeline. She works against Kimberly Elzey, gets it over to Middleton. Middleton gets it to King. King works against Ray Cole. Bounce pass inside. It's going to be knocked away by Elzey. Picked up, knocked away by Kelsey. Picked up by Caitlin Bronner, who's trapped in the corner. She gets it to King. King tries to split the defense. Working against Cole. Now gets it to Caitlin Bronner, who tries to fight against Ray Cole. Bronner flexes herself and gets it to King at half court. Now to Middleton at top of the key. Middleton drifts over to the left-hand side. Bounce pass is going to go to Caitlin Bronner, and she's going to be fouled by Kelsey. That'll be Rashear's seventh foul, so that'll be a 1-1 for Novinger.
A lot of time left for Novinger and some 1-1 free throws and soon to be 2 shots every time.
That's right. That's 2 fouls on Haley Kelsey. Tigers have at least managed to spread the fouls around a little bit. I say that now. Clarkson's going to come in for Scudder, it looks like.
Now we're going to start racking them up.
Racking up what?
Fouls on single people.
Oh, okay. Now that I've said something.
Yep. It's a Caldwell jinx.
It is. Caitlin Bronner's first free throw, side of the rim, no good. Rebound to Clarkson. And she gets it to Kimberly Elzey. We're heading the other way. Elzey bounced past to Cole across timeline. Cole working against King. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass to Collip. Collip inside to Kelsey. Kelsey with a little running hook shot. No good. Kelsey Collip ends up coming up with the rebound, and they're going to call her for steps, I imagine, because that's what they call every time down the floor.
Yeah.
I couldn't see what the call was, but it was a turnover one way or another.
I think maybe this time the way the ref acted, it was Collip stepped out of bounds when she got the rebound.
It was close either way. King beats Collip going around the corner, but Clarkson comes and helps. Now Caitlin Bronner puts it in. Oh, now you shouldn't have said something, Tyler, about her shooting. That cuts it to a 1-point game, 12-11, Brashear, 5:53 left to go.
Cole has a left wing, gets it into the corner for Collip. And there's a foul called on Novinger's. Knocked out of bounds by Novinger. We have a little difficulty seeing around the corner here. For sure to inbound. They get it into, well, they try to get it in the call up on the right corner. But it's knocked out of bounds by Kitty King, so it'll stay with Brashear. This time, Haley Kelsey will take it about out of bounds for the Tigers. They get it in right corner for Collip. Collip dribbles into the lane and fires a shot. They got it for a charge on Wayman, and Wayman comes up just happy as all get out. Oh, I don't know. That was probably a good no-call there. Collip did lower the shoulder, but Wayman did a great job of acting because Collip doesn't have enough force in her to knock her over. Anyway, it's going to be Novinger ball. Courtney Bronner has it top of the key, gets it into Middleton, left wing. Now to Caitlin Bronner, watch the threes. She gets it off to King at the top of the key. King now to Bronner just inside the free throw line, and she traveled before she got off her shot. It will be Tiger ball. 12-11 is your score, 5:26 left to play second quarter in favor of the home team, Tigers. Cole brings up the court for the Tigers, has it top of the key, now kicks it left wing for Collip. Collip fake pass now into the corner for Elsie, now right wing for Cole. Cole puts on the floor, gets it to Elsie, now right corner. Elsie kicks it in to Clarkson, right block. Now back out to Elsie. Now to Sheree Cole, puts a head fake on and kicks it back out to Cullop just inside the three-point line at the top of the key.
She
splashes it.
Pure shot tonight, Chelsea Cullop does. That's 8 points for her by my count.
Ooh, she scored a big majority of the Tigers' points in. 14-11 to score, 4:50 left to play, second quarter. Novinger ball now. King has it top the key. She picks up her dribble, gets it into Wayman. Wayman not shot off the glass. Good. She is just a head taller than everybody on the court. It's easy to put your hands up and just fire it, knowing that nobody can touch it from you. Take it from you, touch it, anything. Tiger ball now. They get the ball into Clarkson on the right block. She kicks it out to Collip now, left wing for Cole. Cole back to Clarkson, free throw line. Now back to Collip, top the key. Collip sets up an offense, now picks up the dribble, gets it to Kelsey. Kelsey just inside the free throw line, shot bumped by Wayman. There's Wayman's height again coming back into play. She gets the ball to Courtney Bronner. Bronner dribbles the length of the court, now kicks it out for Caitlin Bronner's three. Yeah. Man, I wish I hadn't said anything about that earlier.
See, now it's Tyler Killen, Jinx, not just Caldwell, Jinx.
14-16 is the score. 4 minutes left to play here. Tigers are down two. They kick the ball in to Elsie. Elsie gets it into Haley Kelsey. Running sweep, right-handed shot. It's good. 16-16, all knotted up. 3:45 left to play, second quarter. Bronner, Courtney, that is, kicks it to Caitlin, top the key. Almost stolen by Kelsey, but Caitlin Bronner recovered it. She gives it back to Courtney Bronner. And there's going to be a mini scrum for the ball.
A scrumette, maybe.
Jump ball is called, and it's going to be positional favors the Tigers, so it'll be Tiger ball. 3:30 left to play. All square at 16. They get it left wing for Collip. Collip holds two hands above the head. A couple ball fakes. Now top the key for Cole. Cole between the circles. Now gets it right to left, to Collip. Collip gets it in to Kelsey on the left block. She can't do anything. She gets it back out to Collip. Now right wing for Cole. 15 feet, no good. Rebounded by Clarkson. Clarkson is
nice
fouled by Wayman.
Ashley Clarkson, nice play to get it. Inside position on that after the touch pass from Collip to Cole. And I believe it's going to be three fouls on Wayman inside. Yep. Maybe five fouls on Novinger for the half.
And if she plays like she did Wednesday, not a one of them was really hers. Every single time, it was a face of disbelief.
She's definitely not the only person in this tournament that does that, though.
Huh? Ooh.
Clarkson. Ashley, a little split the difference on that one. Switch the first, air ball the second. She had the distance down, just not the direction.
She got a little tired, I think. Maybe a little dizzy. I don't know.
Maybe it was that marker that they were coloring.
Yeah,
the game.
That would do that
we
to people.
We just about had to evacuate here before the game started.
King has it for the Wildcats. She kicks it over to Moore. Moore gives it to Middleton for three. No good. Rebounded by... Well, Elsie and Collip were knotted up with it. They realized they were on the same team, so Collip let go and Elsie took it. She gets it off to Cole left wing. Cole gives it to Hillman. It's stolen by Bronner. Courtney Bronner is off to the races. Left-handed layup. Rims around and finally comes out. Rebounded by Collip. Collip gets the ball and a weak pass to Elsie, but Elsie's now off to the races. It's a one-on-three, so she pulls it back. Ball into the corner now for Collup. Collup being molested by two Novinger defenders. Kicks it in to, kicks it out to Cole. Now to Collup just inside the arc. No good. Rebounded by Hill. Hill scraps for the rebound. She gets it into the corner for LZ. Now top the key for Cole. Cole dribbles around to the right side and kicks it in the corner for Collup. Collup gives it in to Haley Kelsey with the post. Her left-handed swooping layup is no good. And it's rebounded by Caitlin Bronner. She's going to bring it up the court for herself. Now gives it to her sister, Courtney, top the key. 2 minutes left to play, 17-16 in favor of the Tigers. Right wing now for Moore. She fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Jesse Hill. Hill puts on the floor, now gives it up to Cole. Cole brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Pulls up, thinks about the three, but then is guarded closely by Moore, so she gives it up to Elsie. Elsie now back to Cole. This time she is going to launch one. Yeah!
Bang! Bangorama! Sheree Cole. That's two for two for Sheree for this game.
Maybe she ought to step back and launch some more.
Well, Kimberly Elzy is drawing so much attention inside, whenever she gets the ball that her teammates are going to be open. They just need to find them.
There's a bunch of people touch the ball, and finally Middleton corrals it for the Wildcats. And now she has it top the key, gets a right wing for King. And King has been fouled. Well, I don't know if she was really fouled. That's what they called on Sheree Cole. Hurry, third.
What, I don't think this whole year, I don't think I've seen the girls play this tight a defense. Any time they come across half court, they don't have any sort of cushion at all. That'll be three fouls on Sheree. That's going to hurt a little bit. She was just starting to warm up. But there's only a minute left to go in the half, so.
Yeah, but having three going into the second isn't helpful.
No, they reset them now. It's a new rule.
Yeah. Well, I think people could still foul out. Tigers have the ball for the remaining minute. They get it to Elsie on the right wing. She kicks it in to Kelsey. Kelsey now to Hill on the right elbow. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Bronner. Courtney. Courtney Bronner brings it up the right side. Ball is loose, and she picks it back up. Collup did a good job at knocking it out. They get the ball into King. King tries to drive around. Kelsey can't do it. Kelsey's too long for her. They get it into Caitlin Bronner now. Oh, my gosh. What a wild shot. It was a scoop shot from about 2 feet off the ground, and she got it to fall. Man, 30 seconds now. 28-18 is your score. Tigers up two. Chelsea Collup has the ball for the Tigers. Left wing kicks the top of the key for LZ. LZ now back to Collup. Collup dribbles baseline. Tries to get the ball in, and now kicks it back to Hill. Left elbow, fires a shot. Yes!
Oh! Gosh. Hill didn't want to shoot it at first, but she decided to on second thought and put it right through the hoop.
22-18. Closing seconds here. 5-4. Bronner still dribbling now. She pulls up and fires it back out to Caitlin Bronner. And they couldn't get a shot off.
Novinger has a terrible time getting shots off at the end of quarters and halves. I've noticed that this entire tournament.
That was good defense by Christina Scudder there. She just stood right there still, and Bronner ran right into her. And another good no call there, and no shot at the end of the half as the Tigers go into the half with a 22-18 lead. Hey, we better get on the ball here. We got 8 minutes to go in the third. It's 22-18. John gets booted out of his seat, courtside, and it'll be Novinger ball. They're going to go right to left in this half. Looks like we got the Bronners, we got Middleton, we got Wayman with three fouls, and King. We also have Haley Kelsey, Sheree Cole, Jesse Hill, Chelsea Collip, and Kimberly Elzy, starting 10, back out on the floor. King gets it over to Bronner, to Wayman, back over to Middleton on the right hand, left-hand wing. Wayman top of the key to Caitlin Bronner, who holds it high, gets Hill, gets it to Courtney Bronner, who's going to look inside, ends up driving, cut off by Elzy. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Wayman over the top of Kelsey. And rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds off King. It's going to go to the Tigers.
Wayman probably should have got her fourth one on that one. Looked like she was over the back of Collup.
Well, I think she was tall enough she was able to jump over it. And they've been letting a lot of stuff go in this game. Sheree Cole gives it to Kimberly Elzy, right-hand wing. Elzy trying hard to get it to Kelsey, but she ends up double dribbling. She dribbled, stopped, and then put the ball on the ground.
like while she was holding on to it, and they give her a double dribble for that. I don't know what the rule is. Like, I don't know what the rule in the first game is when the other team knocks the ball in your basket and you foul them during that shot, whether or not that should count or not.
I didn't foul them, personally.
that's not part of the debate, this one. It's just what the rule is. Kaitlin Bronner gets it on the post, bounce pass to Courtney Bronner. That was King. Wayman gets the rebound on the missed shot. Collip with a nice play, tiptoe on the line, wraparound pass to Hill, gets it to Cole, and Cole brings it across. Cole over to Elzy. Elzy bounce pass into Kelsey was what they were trying to do last time.
Ooh.
And left hand scoop shot by Haley.
She loves the scoop shots, and right or left.
She's working a lot more inside this year than she did last year. Last year she would settle on the outside shot. This year I don't think coach is letting her get outside 3-point line. Other end, Courtney Bronner drives baseline, but she's picked up by Elzy. Knocked away. It's going to be controlled by King. Maybe. Nope. It's going to be tied up. Tiger ball. Sheree Cole did not give up on that play. Had two or three chances to, and she stayed after it and ended up getting the turnover on it. Nice play, Sheree. Our Scholar of the Week, KTVI.
Ah.
That was a very smart play by Sheree. She gives it to Kimberly Elzy. Elzy gets a little bit of space.
Oh,
nice give and go to her pick and roll to Hill, who misses the layup. And it's going to go
perhaps
out of bounds.
She was fouled. It looked like they got a little of her fingers.
Well, they're not. They haven't been calling it all night.
Maybe they should start calling it.
Then everybody would be mad at that point. Why aren't you consistent, ref?
Well, I guess they're consistently bad here.
That's one man's opinion. King gets it. Bounce pass to Kaitlin Bronner over on the right-hand side. Now to Courtney Bronner.
Oh,
she
that's a travel.
Down, and they're going to call a travel on that. Kind of got tangled up with Elzy there, but they were both, it was a loose ball during the time, so they didn't give Elzy the foul call there. Cole's going to bring it up the other way. We got 6 minutes left to go. 24-18 Tigers. Collip finds himself wide open against Wayman now.
Whoops.
Dribbles into Wayman. Now gets to Hill, who gets it back over to Cole, all the way around to Elzy. Elzy with a handoff to Cole.
It's a Statue of Liberty play.
It is, but she didn't go in for the touchdown. Now, Elzy. Ooh. Try to fake. Nice. Kimberly Elzy faked a pick and roll there.
And then
King took off running like Kimberly was on fire and she was going to go run for help. Kimberly was wide open from about 18. She put it right through the hole. 26-18 Tigers. Kaitlin Bronner gets it from the free throw line. Soft rim and goes in.
That's her place. Not outside the arc.
No, she seems more comfortable there. 26-20 Tigers. Cole brings it across. There's 5:10 left to go in the third. Chelsea Collip holds it high. Bounce pass to Elzy in the corner. Elzy gets it to Cole on the right-hand wing. Left-hand wing. Now, lob pass to Kelsey. Cutting to the basket. No good. Rebound's going to be controlled by Kaitlin Bronner, who loses it. Now gets it back. Gives it to Courtney Bronner.
The Tigers just don't seem to have the soft touch around the basket here in the early third quarter.
That's going to be tough on them. Courtney Bronner gets it to Middleton. Middleton. Gets a little bit of space, tries to bank it off the backboard, no good. Rebound comes to Chelsea Collip. Chelsea is going to bring it across herself. Now picks it up and gives it to Cole at the half-court circle. Gets it back to Collip. Now over to Elzy on the right-hand side. Left-hand side. Gives it to Cole. I don't know my left from my right tonight. I got hit too much marker sniffing before the game, I guess. And meanwhile, Haley Kelsey's in the middle of the lane. She puts it in.
More of a scoop shot of again.
You might as well go with what brought you there.
Courtney Browner brings it up for the Wildcats. Has it top of the key guarded by Elzy. Now gets the right wing for Kaitlin Bronner. They get it into Wayman on the post. She misses a shot off the backboard, rebounded by Elzy. Excuse me there. Elzy's forced to pick up a dribble because Bronner was right on top of her. She gets it off to Cole, now back to Elzy on the right wing. Elzy goes around to Kelsey's screen. Now it's a pass to a wide open Sheree Cole. She misses the shot, but she was fouled. She'll shoot a couple free throws. Yeah, Sheree kind of got lost in the shuffle, and her defender did the same. She kind of got lost, and Cole was able to cut to the basket for a wide-open shot. And then they found her again and fouled the tar out of her. First shot by Cole was on its way. Yeah. 29-20, 3:50 left to play, third quarter. I sense a timeout coming.
He's got his whiteboard ready.
And the marker.
And the marker, and... Let's hope it's a little bit less toxic than the one that we had. Just to illustrate, just to explain what happened. They were working on homecoming posters in the gym before the game tonight. And, boy, they were using some, I don't know what it was, but I'm sure it was banned 25 years ago, whatever it was. Because it was, you could smell it all the way up and down the hallway.
luckily, we kind of opened the doors a little bit and got the place cleared out. But, man, it was touch and go for a while.
30-20. Cole made her second free throw there. Well, I sense a favorite play by the Tigers coming on here, especially with a 10-point lead and lots of time to go. I feel that the Tigers are going to use it and rely on it here in third and fourth quarter. Do you?
I don't even want to say what it is because I don't like seeing that. Not this early.
I think it's coming, though.
I think what I am going to say is I don't think they're going to be in any hurry to run an offense. I think they're
still
going to run.
They're
going to
be very conservative on offense.
But,
I agree.
I don't think that they're going to necessarily stop running an offense.
Look who it is.
Ooh, all right. Here we go. Bronner brings it up for the Wildcats. Goes around the screen there by Caitlin Bronner. She gets it back to Caitlin Bronner, and she airballs one from 15 feet. It goes out of bounds off of her. There's just no excitement here for Shea Arena. It just walked in. We won't tell you who, but it's a big deal. But Kimberly Elsie can't get it off to Haley Kelsey as an Avenger press. They get it to Courtney Brown, excuse me, and she gets a right wing now for Middleton. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by King. And she makes a shot and fouled by Sheree Cole. Cole has 4 fouls now with 2:20 left to play. Third quarter, Cole's going to have to take a seat. There goes the leadership for the Tigers. Cole is the lone senior, and a real spark plug for the Tigers. So King made the shot on the Middleton miss, and she's going to get another free throw here. And she hits it as well. 23-33, 21 left to play. Tigers are ahead. Elsie brings up the court for the Tigers. Goes all the way coast to coast for the right-handed layup. Nobody picked her up, and she just took it right on in for the score. Courtney Brunner brings it back now for Novinger. She dribbles left side, gets into the heart of the lane, kicks it out to King. King now tries to get it into Wayman. Bad pass. Wayman recovers. And she passes it straight into the hands of Kimberly Elsie. Good defense there, Kimberly. 2:50 left to play now, third quarter. 32-23. Elsie brings up the court for the Tigers. Picks up her dribble, now gets it off to Collup. Collup takes it baseline. Now gets it off to Ashley Clarkson in the left corner. Ashley Clarkson dribbles up to the top of the key. Gets it off to Kelsey. Kelsey holds right on the top of the key. Now gets it to Elsie. Elsie into Clarkson on the left block, and she's fouled by Wayman. Wayman has 4 as well now. She's going to come take a seat for Novinger. As Clarkson shoots 2 free throws.
That'll be 4 fouls on Wayman, it looks like.
Clarkson's first free throw barely kisses the rim. She's had a little trouble shooting free throws. She airballed that second one she had early. We'll see if she can convert here. Her shot is up and in and out. Rebound by King, and we're going to take a timeout here, Coach Jennings says. Full timeout.
Tigers have been able to extend the lead a little bit here in the third quarter. They're up to 9 right now. 2s and 3s are wild, if you're into that sort of thing. It's 32-23 with 2:23 left to go.
Maybe that's a sign for a Powerball ticket there.
Nobody won it Wednesday night. Maybe tomorrow night's my chance, I guess.
I went in the doorway. Pretty like I said. He went in the doorway.
And we're going to see what happens on the other side of this timeout. It'll be Novinger ball.
We don't know anything. You got that?
Here we go. First warning. It'll be Novinger ball. They'll take it down far into the court. Caitlin Bronner will inbound it.
Tigers
picking up a little
press.
Full court press here. Courtney Bronner gets it. She's going to bring it all the way across. Trapped by Elsie and Hill in the corner. Now gets it Caitlin Bronner for 3, top of the key. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound. Caitlin Bronner underneath the basket, gets it to Kimberly Elzey. That ball hit off the bottom of the backboard. Now Kelsey gets it. And Coach Williams says, I need timeout now because Haley Kelsey was kind of trapped underneath the Novinger basket. And
she was having trouble finding somebody open.
She was. I think everybody ran off and left her, and the people that were with her weren't in any position to be passing. So just a few seconds went off the clock on that. Still 32-23. Third quarter, we got 2:07 left to go.
This is going to be exciting until the bitter end, I think. Here.
I think so. Good news is the Tigers are on the right end of the cushion at this point. Well, I hope that continues to be the trend here as we take out the last 127 seconds of the third and all the fourth here. It'll be Tiger ball. It'll be the same situation except in reverse of what we had after the last time out. And Novinger, just like Bashir did, Novinger picked up full court press. Might as well do it coming out of timeout. Elzey works off the pick and gets the inbound pass. Bounce pass is kind of lingering out there to Collip. Collip gets knocked away to Caitlin Bronner. Ball gets kicked around and picked up by Collip. That was an inadvertent kick, Coach. As Elzey brings it up, nice pick by Haley Kelsey to get away from the... Boy, this has all the makings of a fourth quarter.
Elzey,
the way the intensity is, but...
On the trip up, Elzey didn't see that she had both Hill and Clarkson wide open under the basket.
Well, Novinger did a good job of trying to body up on her the whole way. I don't think she even saw him up there. It would have been tough. There's going to be a foul by...
In the process, Haley Kelsey lost her shoe. She's going to have to put that back on and relace it here.
That's right. That'll be the third foul on Novinger. Bashir has one foul this half. That's the first foul on Caitlin Bronner. Elzey will inbound underneath her own basket here.
Uh-oh.
She gets it to Jesse Hill in the corner. Lob pass into Kelsey. Is partially blocked by Bronner. And now there's going to be a foul on Novinger. That'll be a push on Caitlin Bronner.
She immediately picked up her second.
She decided, hey, that was easier than I thought. I might as well get another one here. Chelsea Collip's going to inbound. Gets it to Kimberly Elzey on the right-hand wing. To Kelsey, just inside the arc on the right side. Now to Kimberly Elzey, back to Kelsey. Little scoop shot, no good. Rebounded by Bronner underneath, and we're coming the other way. Caitlin Bronner is going to bring it up herself. She's the one that got the rebound. Now she gets it to Courtney Bronner. Over to Moore. Moore is going to throw up three. Good.
Ooh,
he got to stay on her, it looks like. It's 32-26, Tigers. Elzey gets trapped in the corner. Tries to go around. Does. Goes around two, three people. Is she going to go all the way to the basket? Yep. Oh, and she gets the foul. Nice play, Kimberly Elzey. Tightrope walking along the far sideline.
Yeah, I thought a couple times she stepped out.
No, she's able to she's able to tiptoe along the line. She's going to shoot two free throws. That's five fouls on Novinger. That's the second on Katie King.
If only she had a shack to heave it to there.
A la Dwayne Wade last night. Elzey's first rare free throw miss for Kimberly Elzey. Disgusted, she flings the ball back at the ref there. She was pretty upset with herself. Here's her second. That's good. Nice job, Kimberly. Way to get back on the horse. 33-26. With just over a minute left to go in the third. Courtney Bronner is going to bring it up. She loses her dribble. Now gets it to Caitlin Bronner. Over to King. King looking for more. Guarded closely by Kelsey. Bounce pass goes all the way through the lane. There's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay with Novinger. Good news is that means Tigers will get it back in the fourth quarter if all things stay the same. Courtney Bronner is going to throw it in underneath her own basket. Watch out for the curl play here, ladies.
Here it comes.
Nope. Middleton ends up getting it over in the corner. Knocked away by Elzey. Picked up by King. Now, hey, another jump ball. Who would have thought?
Who would have
thought that? It's all possessions. It all evens out.
Well, here comes Cole
turnover,
back.
Turnover, essentially. Cole is going to try to play the last 46 seconds. Foul free.
I think I would have kept her up till the fourth quarter at least. Four fouls. She's going to have to play pretty timid.
Oh, ball pass to Elzey, who's open underneath the other basket. No, she misses the shot. Shot's picked up by Collip, and Collip misses the shot. That's costly because on the rebound, Tigers come away with the foul. It wasn't Sheree.
On Elzey's
initial, that was Kimberly Elzey.
On Elzey's initial shot, she got a lot of body, I thought. Looked like it could have been a foul there. Caitlin Brunner's going to bring it up for Novinger. She gets up to keep her Courtney Bronner, and they're going to get Elzey with a block here. Oh, dear. They're spotting Elzey's fouls now. Caitlin Brunner inbound. 32.2 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Navendra has plenty of time to set up an offense and execute it. They get the ball into Courtney Bronner. Bronner dribbles now right side. Knocked away by Elsie. She's forced to pick it up. She gets out of Caitlin Bronner. Launch a three off the backboard. No good. Elsie has it with 23 seconds left to go. Elsie can't get it away. Now gets it off to Cole. Cole's dribbling up the sideline. It's knocked out of bounds by Caitlin Bronner. Tigers draft to take it out of bounds now with 16.8 seconds left to go. 33-26 is your score. They're going to get it to Sheree Cole. Cole goes across the Kimberly Elsie screen. Takes it down into the left corner. Now gets it back to call up. Now top the key for Hill. Now right wing for Elsie. Elsie's going to go around to Kelsey's screen. Gets it off to Kelsey now in the pick and roll. And Kelsey is blocked by Courtney Bronner.
That was an amazing play by Courtney Bronner there.
She came kind of from behind her. Reached around and got all ball. Well, so the rest said. And so after three, it's 33-26. The excitement is drawing near now. I can safely say the excitement is upon us.
It's closer than you think, anyway. Hey, the Tigers are going into the fourth quarter with a 33-26 lead. And it'll be a Lady Wildcats ball. Start the fourth quarter. Caitlin Bronner inbounds to Courtney Bronner. Courtney Bronner. Oh, and it's going to be a jump ball there. Haley Kelsey and Kimberly Elsie tie up Courtney Bronner, and it's going back to the Tigers. Kimberly Elsie works away from the trap by the Bronner sisters. She's going to bring it all the way across. Throws up a little wild shot from about 6 feet, bounces off Caitlin Bronner's head, and it's going to be out of bounds off her. I think Collip maybe have gotten her hand in there and knocked it up in the air and hit it off of Caitlin Bronner's head. Chelsea Collip, bounce pass underneath to Cole. Inside, Pike. No good. Caitlin Bronner gets the rebound, looking for somebody. And she gets away from the trap. Now she's going to be trapped again at half court. Lob pass goes over to King. King in the corner to Middleton. Middleton inside to Courtney Bronner. Courtney Bronner tries to get it up. It's going to be off the Tigers. Blocked by Haley Kelsey there. Nice play.
I'm usually for the Tigers here, but they committed a foul there that was not called. It's going to be Navendra ball at any rate, and King gets it into the... King gets a wide open layup opportunity, and this time it was a clean block, and they call a foul. So I guess things evened out there, but that was a good clean block by... Was it... Who'd they get?
It was Haley Kelsey, I believe.
Kelsey, that was a good block there.
That'll be 5-4 on the Tigers here. King will shoot free throws. First one's good.
27-33 is your score. 7:21 left to play, fourth quarter. Second shot by King is on its way. Yeah, nothing but nylon for Kelsey to inbound. Full press here by Novinger. Elsie can't find anybody. It's tipped by Hill and then picked up by Collip. Collip has a wide open stream to the basket, and she misses the left-hand layup. Again, the poor touch by the Tigers around the basket has costed them, I would guess, 10 points here in the last half. Now there's a jump ball as Elsie grabs it from King. Possession our favorites Novinger, but next time we get one of those, it will go the Tiger way. 7:02 left to play, 33-28 your score. Tiger advantage. Courtney Brunner to inbound for Novinger. Novinger's in a stack formation here. Wayman comes straight down, and it's picked off instead by Caitlin Brunner. Now they kick it out for Middleton just inside the arc. Yeah. 30-33, tight game, 6:54 left to play, fourth quarter. Tigers get it into Elsie. Elsie breaks the press and then gives it back to Cole. Cole has the top key, now rolls left wing, down to the corner for Cole, just inside the arc. Spot!
Oh, big shot, Chelsea Collip.
Huge shot by Chelsea Collip. 35-30 is your score, 6:35 left to play. Runners working the post. Nuggets left the
ball. Oh, by Kelsey. Nice play. Haley Kelsey out of nowhere.
Wayman is absolutely shocked that she got blocked there by Kelsey. Elsie gets it now to Kelsey. Kelsey looks like a foul by Brunner. That's just going to say she knocks out of bounds. She looks like she got a lot of hand on the slap there.
Well, like I said, they've been letting that go all night. So
6:20 left to play, 35-30, Tiger lead. Kelsey gets it straight into Collup. Collup about 6 feet outside the arc. Nuggets of left wing for Hill. Hill now to Kelsey working the left block. Wraparound shot's no good. Rebounded by Wayman and hands off to Courtney Brunner. Bronner's going to bring it up for the Wildcats. She dribbles right side now, goes around a screen by her sister. Now hands off to Caitlin Bronner. Bronner has it off the key. Now gets the left wing for Middleton. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Cole. And Cole's going to get a blocking foul here on King.
Cole ripped that rebound out. I mean, she was in there in the trees, and she came out with it, and she immediately took off toward the other end and ended up getting the benefit of the foul call there. Way to stay aggressive there, Sheree, even with four fouls. Caitlin Brunner, meanwhile, shuffling her feet a little bit, is trying to cut off Elsie coming up the sideline, and she's going to be called for a foul. That'll put Tigers in 1-1 there, and that's good news.
Hot dog.
That'll be three on Caitlin Brunner. Kimberly Elsie's on the line. Let's see what she can do here.
We hope Elsie doesn't miss the first one, because she won't get a second one this time.
There it is. It's 36-30 lead with 5:51 left to go in the fourth. Let's see if she can put her second one home here. There it is. It's up. It's good. Boy, she's got a pure stroke from the line or otherwise. It's just a nice-looking shot. Courtney Brunner brings it up. It's 37-30 Tiger. Works off the pick of her sister all the way to the baseline. She's going to be called for step.
You only get two on the way to the basket.
And she used at least one extra there. Haley Kelsey will trigger it against the press. Gets it to Kimberly Elsie. Now they're trying to lull her into going over to the baseline. Kelsey now gets it to Sheree Cole. Gets it back to Haley Kelsey, who's going to bring it across. Gets it to Jesse Hill in the middle. Over to Chelsea Collins. Excuse me.
Oh.
Shot around the rim and good.
Big shot.
I don't
Kelsey.
Know how much Coach Williams wanted that kind of shot. But 2 points to 2 points. It's 39-30 now. It's 5:15. Coach Jennings wants a timeout. Talk it over. Tigers a little mini run here. Is able to go up nine. Just over 5 minutes left to go.
And I incorrectly called it in about midway through the third quarter that we would run that dreaded play that we like to operate with. Well, 5:14 left to play here, fourth quarter, 39-30. It's going to be Nottinger ball coming out of the timeout, I believe. Tigers, all they really need to do is take quality shots if they have them. Otherwise, they can just kind of run around and burn some clock. Nottinger, though, they got to get it up and start firing some shots up if they expect to come back. And to start things out, they're going to get to Courtney Brunner. Brunner has it top the key. Going to dribble around Caitlin Brunner's screen. Now gets it into Caitlin, working the right block on Hill. Her shot is up and no good, but she was fouled by Hill. Caitlin Brunner dribbled that thing off of her shoulder. I don't know if that's a travel. I guess if she recontrols it, it's okay. But I don't see too many people dribble off their shoulder.
Well, I think one of the Tigers got their hand in there and kind of popped it up in her eyeballs.
She has got a funky stroke from the free throw line. Watch this one. First one was good. Second one is bounces around and is good as well. Did you see it? She kind of squats and sticks it about arm's length away completely. Tigers try to get it into Cole. Cole can't catch it, so it's a steal by Katie King. They get across to Middleton for a two and smashes home. Just like that, it's 34-39. Tigers' lead is evaporating. 4:45 now to play, and it's going to be, what do they call there?
Out of bounds. Nope, it's going to be a foul. Foul on Courtney Brunner there.
Yeah, that's a plus for the Tigers. They can shoot some free throws.
That's second foul on Courtney, and that's eight fouls on Novinger. Tigers one step closer to the double bonus here, and it'll be, who else? Kimberly Elzey on the line shoot. Keep the ball in her hands, Tigers. Flash. 40-34, 4:46 left. Second one's good, too. Way to go, Kimberly. It's 41-34 back up to a 7-point lead. 4:44 left to go in the fourth quarter. Four is a wild here. And the game's wild, actually, as Courtney Bronner brings it across. Pulls it high. Now gets it to Middleton, who's hit some big shots here down the stretch. Middleton drives in, gets some space. Now gets it to King. King thinks about it. Now gets it to Wayman in the middle of the lane. Wayman takes her time. Off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Kimberly Elzey. Elzey trapped by three Wildcats. Now gets it to Cole. Cole gets it back to Elzey. Elzey is going to get it across as Caitlin Bronner tried to cut her off at the half-court line and didn't get over there in time, and that'll be four big fouls on Caitlin Bronner.
She didn't have any coming into the second half, and I think she didn't pick up the first till about midway through the third quarter.
That's
and
right.
Just like that,
she's
now she has four.
Yeah, exactly. Kimberly Elzey's first one is good, 42-34. Let's see if we can get it back up to nine. It crawls across front of the rim and good. It's 43-34 Tigers with 4:14 left to go. Courtney Bronner is going to bring it across here in the championship game of the 77th annual Brashear Tournament. She gets it to King. King, one dribble. Oh, throws it right to Kimberly Elzey. That's the second or third time Elzey's just had the ball passed right to her playing defense. Collett, meanwhile, brings it across. Now gives it to Cole. Cole telegraphs her pass, almost gives up the foul there to Caitlin Bronner, who throws it up over the rim, no good. King gets it blocked by Kelsey. Now Courtney Bronner throws up a three from the side, no good. Rebound Caitlin Bronner, who bodies her way in. And
she's done.
The atomic elbow on Caitlin Bronner knocks Jessie Hill completely to the ground. Caitlin Bronner
is fork in her.
Going to have to sit down. There's a lot of fouls there. Boy, that was as blatant as you could get, really. You could hear the crowd. You could hear the crowd kind of gasp when they saw her throw her torso around there.
It was pretty obvious.
And since that's a player control foul, Bashir's not going to shoot free throws. Cole gets it down the other end. That's 10 foul. That does put the Tigers in the double bonus. Oh, Hill spots Kimberly Elzey back door. Excuse me, Haley Kelsey back door. And the Tigers go up 11 with 3.5 minutes left to go in the fourth.
I don't know what Novinger was doing on defense that time. A complete lapse. The whole backside was wide open.
Well, they had all five of their players over on the left-hand side of the court. Kimberly Elzey happened to be on the right-hand side, and that's good for her, good for us.
Haley
it's
Kelsey.
45-34. It's, yes, Haley Kelsey. I don't know my left from my right or Kelsey from Elzey.
Yeah, they're,
something's
they're
have
pretty
to
well
here.
Like, oh, man.
Wayman ends up, hits off of Elzey and Kelsey's hands there. I can't mess up that one. And it goes right to Wayman. She puts the ball in. That cuts it back to a 9-point lead. Elzey gets it to Cole. Cole to Hill, 3 minutes left to go. In the corner to Collip. Collip thinks about finding Kelsey in the corner. Now gets it to Cole. To Kimberly Elzey, thinks about shooting a three top of the key, but now dribbles over to the right-hand side. Gets it to Cole at the half-court circle. Cole, guarded by King. Picks up her dribble now. Look, bounce past it to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey in the corner to Elzey. Now, give and go to Kelsey. She's going to be fouled by Wayman, and that's Wayman's fifth, I believe.
Yeah, tell her to go take a seat. Look at her. She can't believe
two
it.
Fouls. That'll be two shots for Kelsey, one way or the other, because it's 10 team fouls. Kelly Moore is going to come in the game now for Wayman. The two tallest players on Novinger are now on the bench. Kelsey is going to shoot free throws here, 45-36. Brashear in the lead.
Oh.
First one's off the side of the rim, no good.
These are big free throws here for the Tigers. They need to convert.
That's right. It's a three-possession game right now. Second one is front of the rim, no good. Rebound is tipped up. It's going to be grabbed by Jesse Hill and a Novinger Wildcat.
King,
and
it's
going to stay with the Tigers there on alternating possession. Nice job, Jesse. You get in there on that rebound. Chelsea Collip slaps the ball. Bounce pass to nobody in particular. But, hey, Sheree Cole's able to chase it down in front of three or four different Wildcats there. Nice play, Sheree. Still staying aggressive, like I said, even with the four fouls.
Kelsey gets it at the pivot, top of the key. Decides to go all the way around, yep. And she carries the ball. She hit a hard spot in the floor there, and it bounced up in her eyeballs, and they called her for the carry.
Dominguez is going to have the ball now. Courtney Bronner is going to bring it up for the Wildcats. She doesn't seem to be in any particular hurry here. You're down by 9. You need to get some good shots with only 2 minutes left to go. Some quick shots, that is. She misses a shot off the backboard, and it's rebounded by Collip. Collip dribbles around the screen by Kelsey. Elsie has it wide open now. Takes it coast to coast and misses a layup. Rebounded by Cole. Cole puts it up. No good. Rebounded now by Courtney Brunner, and she is immediately fouled by one of the Tigers. They're going to get Elsie with it, and she'll shoot a 1-1. But exactly 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter.
2 minute warning here. 2 minute warning. We want to take this time to say hey to our listeners out there. And if you wouldn't mind, if you're listening to this from wherever you are, why don't you drop us an email? Just get an email directory on the front page that you got to get to the broadcast, and just pick somebody, put BHS Broadcasting in the subject line. I was the only one in the gym talking at that point, sorry. Put BHS Broadcasting in the subject line. I'm sure it'll get to the right person. My name is Matt Caldwell. We also have James Scudder is our tech guy, so either one of those will be the best chance to get to us. But why don't you let us know where you're listening from. Since we can broadcast around the world, we just want to say in-your-face radio.
Here we go. Cole has it for the Tigers. She dribbles up the right side of the court. Score's now 45-38. Still a Tiger advantage. They get a right wing now for Cole. 1:45 left to play. Elsie now dribbles to the top of the key. She gives it back to Cole. Wide open backside cut for Cole, and she misses it. Rebound by Kelsey, and it rattles around. No good. And then call up, and he'll fight for it, both for the Tigers, and it goes out of bounds off of each of them. So it'll be Novinger ball with 1:35 left to play and a 7-point deficit. Bronner brings it up for the Wildcats. She bodies up the defender, misses a shot, and then Cole gets rebounded. It's promptly hacked by Katie Keene. So Cole will go down and shoot a couple free throws. 1:25 left to play. Tigers up 7. Cole will have 2 shots here, no matter what she does. And Novinger is going to get a timeout here soon. He might have been taking his last timeout a little prematurely here. I don't think I would do that if I was Coach Jennings. Hey, but I'm not a coach.
I don't think he's happy with the way they're playing, and it's not going to change on its own the way coaches think, so they need to do something. Right now, there's 1:25 left to go. It's 45-38. Sheree Cole's going to have 2 free throws coming. We'll see if the Tigers can put this one away from the free throw line. They've earned the right to do so, so let's see if they can do that. Once again, my name is Matt Caldwell. There'll be an underscore in between my name at brashear.k12.mo.us. That's Matt underscore Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L, at brashear, B-R-A-S-H-E-A-R, .k12.mo.us.
You can email him, shoot the breeze, whatever you like.
Don't send me any spam, though. You won't be my friend at all.
Novinger gets the rebound off the Cole miss. They get it off to Middleton for a 3. Off the front there, no good. Rebounded by Kelsey, and she gets off to Cole without being fouled. Now she gets it to Elsie, and Elsie gets it across the timeline. Now back to Cole. Cole gets it now across to the left wing. Gets it into Kelsey. Kelsey gets it right wing for Hill. Hill, spot up. Layup off the right block is good. 48-38 your score. And Novinger's down to final minute. 52 seconds to be exact. They get it to Kelly Moore. She fires a 3 and makes it. Man, she's a big shooter here for the Novinger Wildcats. Tigers get it in the hill. Hill gets it across to Elsie. Elsie beats King down the length of the court, and then she's fouled. 35.7 seconds left to go. 48-41, and Elsie has 2 free throws coming. Foul is on King. That's her 5th. She'll come set down as well. That's a 3rd player, the Novinger. 3rd starter, I guess I should say, the Novinger
exactly
is going to foul out.
And that play, I mean, you don't want people to take, you don't want your players to take bad shots at the end of the game, but with as many people as Kimberly had trailing her coming up the line there, you got to, I mean, she just took it right up to, there was one person, Novinger person underneath the basket, she took it right to her. She was, figured, hey, I'll get two foul shots either way, so I might as well try to make the shot. She makes both free throws, and it pays off. It's 50-41, Tigers.
There you go. Courtney Bonner has the ball with 30 seconds remaining for Novinger. She gets it off to Middleton. Middleton was fouled. Oh, not the right thing to do if you're a Tiger. Do not foul. 1-1 coming up, and that's on Sheree Cole, and she's done. I didn't expect that on Sheree. I guess just being a little too aggressive here.
Yeah, I think she kind of got caught with her back to the play there. Novinger got it across pretty quickly, and she turned around and saw the player and just kind of instinctively reached out, and they cost her the foul.
Ashley Clarkson enters the game for Collip. Who comes into the game? Never mind. She goes in and rebounds. And Sheree takes the seat as that was her fifth foul. 27.4 seconds left to play. There's a 1-1 here. Middleton's going to fire. No good. Rebounded by Clarkson. Immediate dividends here for the Tigers. But then she's tied up with Courtney Bonner, and the ball stay with Novinger. They did burn 3 seconds, 24.8 seconds now, 50-41. Novinger is down 9. They need 3 quick threes. If they expect to come back, they come in and shoot one. Miss it. Rebounded by Clarkson. Clarkson can't get rid of it. Finally does, but before that, she was fouled by Middleton. She'll go down and shoot a couple free throws. Middleton, that's only her second foul. She's really going to have to pick it up if she expects to foul out like the rest of her teammates. 19 seconds left. 50-41.
John and I were talking about this first half, about how intense this game is going to be. Boy, there's been a lot of hard fouls. Both teams playing pretty tough. As Ashley drains the first one, nothing but net. It's a 10-point game with 19.1 seconds left to go. She misses the second one. It's going to be rebounded underneath by Moore. Gets it to Courtney Bronner. Bronner brings it across. Crossover dribble. And it's going to be fouled by Hill. Another play you do not want. That'll be 9 fouls on the Tigers, so it's only 1-1 still. And to this point, I guess, Novinger hasn't been hitting their free throws, so it's not going to stop Coach from calling Jesse over and chewing her a little bit. Courtney Brown is going to shoot 1-1. First one good. Kind of rattled around and came home. She'll get another one. It's down to a 9-point game with 10 seconds left to go. And it's good also. Haley Kelsey will trigger it in to Kimberly Elzey. Elzey gets past her defenders. Now, Coach James calls off the dogs, and Kimberly Elzey is going to shoot a three. No good. Hey, Tigers pull out the victory, 51-43 here in the championship game.
I'm a little disappointed in the Tigers there, coming down and launching a three there.
Well, I don't know. You see that a lot. A lot of teams do it.
That's low class there.
If every team in your conference is doing it, then
it's still low class. I don't care if everybody's doing it or not.
She would have been better off holding on to the ball. But anyway,
I'm just pretty well disappointed.
That shouldn't ruin a good game played by both teams there. Nominger ends up taking second place. We'll give Knox third place in the tournament because they're the only other team left. And your Brashear Lady Tigers take home first place in the 77th annual Brashear Invitational Tournament. We'll be back with game 3 of the night, triple header.
Stay tuned, it'll be a good one.
It'll be Novinger versus Knox County for another championship match.
This is John Slavin broadcasting to you tonight on the BHS Broadcasting Network from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri, for tonight's final game action in the Brashear Tournament. Clocks of 2 minutes will be just about ready to get underway for the third game tonight, which is between the Novinger Wildcats and the Knox County Eagles on the boys' side.
Here we go. We're getting set to kick off the third game, championship game between the Knox County Eagles and Knoxville Wildcats. Boys action here. They're announcing the starters, and as soon as they get them, we'll get them to you.
For the Knox County Eagles, your starting lineup is Schultz, Corey Schultz, Brent Hunter, Trevor Parton, Brett Hamlin, and Dennis Dent, the big man. Checking in at 6 foot 4 inches, according to the program. And for Novinger, it's going to be Evan Stoll, Dakota JQ's Grant Daniels, Justin Denton, and Adam Doss. This is John Slavin, joined by
Tyler Killen.
And we're ready to get underway. Tyler says we need to give a shout-out to the Killen home that's logged in tonight. So if there are any Killens out there, listen. Good evening.
Here we go. It's going to be, well, Knox County's not sending out Denton. Instead, they send out the shorter Brett Hunter, and Denton won the toss for Novinger. He stepped over and back. I don't know that I agree with that.
Well, he's not used to being out there in the middle of the floor with the ball like that.
Well, yeah. Anyway, now it's going to be Knox County ball. Hunter's going to bring it up for the Eagles. Hunter puts it on the floor right side, looking to dish, now hands off to Hamlin. Hamlin gets it into Dent. Dent working on Denton, the big matchup tonight, and Denton wins this one because Dent misses and it's rebounded by Denton. He gets it off to Daniels. Daniels now has it top of the key, gets it right wing for Stoll. Stoll can't find anybody, get to, now gets it to Daquieu. Daquieu puts it on the floor, gets it back out to Stoll. Stoll having trouble again, now gets it to Daniels. Daniels takes it right through the lane and misses a layup, rebounded by Dent.
Everything was pretty about that except for the very end.
Dent gives it off to Hunter, and Hunter's going to walk it up the court for the Eagles. He puts it right, now takes it left. Almost travels with it before he gets it off to Schultz. Schultz got it to Parton. Parton gets it into Dent, and there's going to be a foul on Novinger. No, they're going to say it's a kick on Novinger. So Knox County will take it out of bounds.
They got it into Dent down about his ankles, which is an awful long way for a big, tall man like that to have to go down and get it.
And they have Dent inbounding. I don't know that I would put Dent inbounding. I think I'd try to get it to him on the inbounds.
Yep. Maybe he's planning on throwing it in, stepping in, and taking the feed back in and putting it up, you think?
Well, we're going to find out. He gets it straight back to Hunter. And Hunter looking to try and get it to Dent. Instead gets it off right wing to Hamlin. Now to Parton in the right corner. Back to Hamlin. Hamlin now top key for Hunter. Hunter now left wing for Schultz. Schultz looks in as the coaches tell him to do and gets it low to Dent. Now kicks out to Hamlin for just inside the arc. He misses it. Air balls over the basket and it's rebounded by Parton. Parton gets it to Hunter. Now back to Parton right wing. Now in the corner for Hamlin. Hamlin now back to Parton. Parton cross court pass to Schultz. Schultz takes it in the left block. Gets it out to Dent before it goes to Hamlin. And then he fires just inside the arc and hits it. So first score of the game comes at 6:15. 2-0 in the early going here. Knox County is ahead. Novinger feeds the ball into Dent and he loses it. Hamlin recovers the ball for Knox County. He gives it out to Hunter. Hunter's going to bring it up the court. Hunter gets the right wing for Parton. Parton looks like he gets to Hamlin, now into Dent. Dent working on Denton. And Dent's shot did not fall, but he draws a foul here on Denton. Dent will get to shoot two. Well, I'm going to struggle with Denton.
Well, and then there's Hamlin and what's the other one? There's another H one too.
Hunter.
Hamlin and Hunter.
Here we go. Ben's gonna have two here from the line. 5:51 left to play. Knox County has nobody rebounding here. I bet they send him in as soon as he shoots the first and misses it.
Why, you were right. How did you know, Tyler? You're quite the prognosticator.
Good guesser, I think, is probably the better term. Here we go. Dent's second shot. I predicted a fall. Oh, he missed it. Rebounded by Doss. Doss gets it off to...
Daniels.
Daniels. My mind went blank there for a second, and Daniels brings it up the court. He gets to Stoll. Stoll working on Hamlin. Now gets the left wing for Deku. Now back to Stoll. Now into Denton. And he recovers before it goes out of bounds. Denton works it on Parton. Now to Stoll. Stoll is having trouble tonight. He finally gets it to Denton again. And they call a foul on Knox County's... Who was it? Hamlin?
I'm not sure. It looked to me like he was trying to dribble off of the other guy's leg.
They got Parton there. I guess it was a reach-in foul. And it's going to be Daniels taking out of bounds for Novinger. Daniels looks to inbound. Straight back to Stoll just before the timeline. Now back to Daniels' left wing. Daniels puts on the floor, now kicks it back out to Stoll. Stoll looking now back to Daniels' left wing. Daniels puts it on the floor, takes it in from 15 foot. Off the front of the rim, no good. Over the back call, here's going to be on the Novinger Wildcats.
That's 44. That's Great House.
Great House. He jumped up and over Schultz there to get the rebound. He grabbed it, but Schultz had his position, so they got Great House with the foul. Hunter gives it.
Man, Hunter has the ball. He sends it around to Parton. Back out to Hunter up top. Back to Parton around the horn to Hamlin. Hamlin puts it up. Goes off the side of the board. So Novinger comes up with it. Grant Daniels coming the all the way. He made, he backed the back out. Looked like he was going to drive it in the lane, but then he thought better of it. Sends it back to the left corner. I can't see what's going on back there, Tyler.
Denton gave it back to Daniels, and then Daniels tried to catch it. He was pushed by Schultz. So Novinger will take it out from underneath their own basket here. Novinger's inbound play gets it out to Stoll. Stoll now right wing for Daniels. Daniels puts on the floor working on Parton. Straight to the hoop. Splash. Wide open layup there as Daniels got around Schultz.
Looked like he might have taken one extra step, but they gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Hunter has it for Knox County. Gets the left wing for Schultz. Now in the corner for Hamlin. Hamlin feeds it into, tries to get it into Parton. Parton kind of trips as he was coming along and hit him right in the chest and then bounces out. Meanwhile, it's going to be Knox County is going to bring in Schubert for Hamlin. Now I'm having trouble getting it in on the press, and they finally get it into Daniels. Daniels is going to take the length of the court. Oh, they're going to get Schultz, I believe, again with the foul, and it looks like that Daniels was with a charge there. He came in, jumped up right into the defender. There's about three Knox County Eagles that he jumped into. It probably should have been called a charge, but they're going to give the foul to Schultz. Novinger to inbound. Daniels is going to trigger the inbounds. No, he's going to shoot a couple free throws. They call that a shooting foul. He was in the air, but he didn't really look to me like he was going to take a shot. Looked more like a dish. Anyway, his first shot's off the front iron, no good. His second shot. We are awaiting. 4:19 left to play. It's 2-2, all squared. First quarter action. His second shot is in and out. Rebounded by Denton. Knocked out of bounds by Parton. It will remain with Novinger.
Grant Daniels reminds me an awful lot of Brent Platts. He's not afraid to run into the lane with the ball and take it all the way to the basket.
Great House comes on a screen. And he puts up a shot. It looked to me like a very clean block by Denton. And not Denton, he wasn't blocking his own player, Dent. And they're going to get him with a foul, a push, they say. But it looked to me like a clean block and not even close to a foul. They said he was bodying up before the shot. Great House's free throw is no good either. Navendrell will take a little time next practice to work on free throws. They could increase this lead. They could have been up to 5 or 6 by now.
You're right about that. I was just thinking about the same thing.
Second Great House. Yeah, he hit the second one.
He hit the second one, although not without some effort. Knox County bringing the ball back the other way. Hunter with the ball. Sends it back to the right corner to Parton. Parton sends it back to Hunter. Up top. Over around the horn to Schultz on the left wing. Back to Hunter. He drives the baseline. Kicks it all the way out on the left-hand side. Shot is up and no good. And Grant Daniels comes up to rebound. He sends it all the way up to Stoll. No, I'm sorry. That was Jake Hughes. A little bit too much mustard on it. Just about goes out of bounds. And he sends it back out just before it went out of bounds. And Knox County will end up with it. Parton will inbound it to Hunter. Hunter brings it across the timeline. Sends it back to the right corner. Into the baseline. Back out. Up top the key to Hunter. Around the horn to the left wing to Couch. Couch sends it over to Hunter. Back on to Parton. Cross court pass. Back to the left baseline. Shot is up and good by number 5, Schubert. 4-3. Knox County with the advantage. Grant Daniels brings it across the timeline. Sends it over the right wing. He stole. Back out to Jake Hughes. Back to Daniels on the left wing. He sends it back out the top of the key to Jake Hughes. Back to Stoll. Over to Jake Hughes again the right wing. He's going to take it to the corner. Jump shot is no good. Rebound Knox County. What, lucky they didn't have an over back call there.
Yeah. Great House was over the back on Dent, but didn't get the call that time. Knox County gets the ball to Couch. Not a Parton. Into Schubert. Schubert from the same spot as before and drills it again. He's on fire. Getting the ball in that exact spot. He'll hit it all night. 6-3 is your score. 2:30 left to play. Knox County advantage. Daniels is going to take it into the lane again, and this time he's fouled by Hunter. No, excuse me. They're going to get the foul on Couch of Knox County.
Daniels is just fearless. He's not afraid to take it into the lane at all.
No, he'll go in there with purpose and precision, you could say. The two P's. He gets it into Greathouse on the inbounds. And then Greathouse misses the shot and on the rebound, knocks it out of bounds. So it'll be Knox County ball. Schubert to inbound for Knox County. And Hunter is going to bring it up the court for the Eagles. Gets a left wing now for Couch. Couch puts it on the floor. Gets it to Hamlin. Hamlin looking to get it into Dent. Now gets it into Schubert. Now back to Hamlin. Now this time he gets to get it into Dent. Right around Denton. Very left-handed layup. Good move there by Denton. He fakes left and then went right around Denton.
Yeah, he completely faked him out on that.
Oh, yeah. 8-3 now. 2 minutes to play. They get it to Jay Koo. Now right wing for Stoll into Denton. Denton working on Schubert. Denton, little lay-in's no good. Rebounded by Schubert. Then he fouled. Denton fouled him. They didn't call it. And Schubert gets it off to Hunter. Excuse me.
He did exactly the same thing as he had done to him at the other end. He just didn't get it to fall.
Hamlin has it now for Knox County into the left corner for Schubert. Now to Denton. Now back to Hamlin. Now to Couch. Now right wing for Hunter. Hunter holds two hands above the head. Gets it into
Hamlin.
And he's fouled by Denton. Denton is, can't believe that was a foul on him, but it was. They say it's on 44. They got to call that on Great House. I thought for sure Denton was on top of him.
Well, he sure thought it was, too, by the look on his face.
A little confusion now between the refs. There's three of them here for these championship games. I don't know what the confusion is, but anyway, Hamlin's going to have a couple free throws. His first one is up and off the back iron and in. Ooh, that's a shooter's touch there. That thing bounced off the back iron probably 4 feet in the air and then came right back through a cylinder. 3-9. Knox County lead. 1:28 left to play. Second shot is not so lucky and didn't get the rebound. Novinger's going to have the ball here with 1:20 left to play. Stoll gets the left wing for Denton. Denton looking to pass it to somebody, anybody. Now he gets off to Jay Koo, now into Greathouse. Great House loses the handle. Mike gets off to Stoll. Stoll for three. Off the front iron, then the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Denton. Denton fouled by Schubert on the way up. He'll shoot a couple free throws.
Ball was stripped from him as he was trying to go up. So we'll see what Denton can do from the line.
Denton was pretty good from the line during the warm-ups, I saw. And just like that, he misses his first one. That's the old killing curse for you.
I'm not going to let you pick my lottery numbers.
People pay me not to say things about them. Denton's second shot is up and on its way. It's out as well. Hamlin gets the rebound for Knox County. He gets it out to Hunter. Hunter's going to bring up the court for the Eagles. Hunter slows the pace of the game. They just went under 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Gets the left wing for Hamlin. Hamlin now to Schubert. Schubert in the left corner. Now back to Hamlin. Hamlin takes a dribble inside the arc and fires a shot. No good. Rebounded by Hunter. Hunter tries to get it back out to Denton. Now it's on the floor. Mini scrum, and it goes out of bounds off of... We're going to say it's off of Couch. It'll be Novinger ball.
I was going to say it was off him. I was going to say he was really aggressive at that. He was down all fours going after that ball.
They get it into Hunter. Knox County does. Now it's knocked out of bounds by Greathouse before the pass reaches Schubert in the right corner. So it'll be Novinger ball again with 40.5 seconds left to play. They get the ball in a dent this time. Right back to Schubert for three. No good. Rebounded by Dent. Dent off the glass. Yeah. 11-3. 32 seconds left to play. Denton gets it into Daniel. Daniels brings it up the court with 25 seconds left. Right wing gets off to Greathouse, right elbow. Greathouse dribbles down to the right block. Puts up a shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Hamlin. Hamlin gets it to Hunter, and they'll have 15 seconds left to play.
Novinger just can't get anything to fall for him tonight.
Hunter brings it across the timeline with 9 seconds left. Gets it now left wing for Couch. Couch has it with five. Now to Hamlin with four. Into Schubert with two. Back to Hamlin. Hamlin lost out of bounds with 1 second. He couldn't handle the pass from Schubert, and it went straight out of bounds. Novinger had it with 1 second left to play.
He was not expecting that throw at all.
He was looking the other way. Daniels gets it in, gets the shot off. High off the backboard, no good. It was a three-quarters court shot. After the first quarter, Knox County has a commanding 11-3 lead.
That would be the first,
Well, what do you see coming up in the second quarter, John?
Well, the one thing I can say, if Novinger doesn't start hitting some shots, this game's going to get out of their hands just pretty darn quick. They're already down by, 7-8 points. And it's not that they've really been outplayed. They just don't have anything falls, including free throws.
Yep. Well, Novinger really is having trouble setting up any shots and getting them to fall. Their offense just can't really be handled very well. I mean, they aren't able to work it around very well. Let's see. It's going to be Novinger ball to start the second quarter. Stole the trigger of the inbound. Looks like Knox County is going to break off in man coverage. Stole gets it into Daniels. He brings it across now. Has it left wing for the Wildcats. He gets it to Stole now. Top the key for Greathouse. Rodman. Rodman gets it into Stole. Cutting towards the basket, and he's fouled by Hamlin. That'll be Hamlin's second foul, if I can remember right.
Well, we'll see if not. We'll see if Novinger's figured out how to hit a free throw.
Hamlin's first foul. Stole shot is no good. Free throws need to be addressed for Novinger. Stole's second shot is on its way and short as well. Rebound this time by Daniels of Novinger. And then he's thrown away and recovered by Hunter. Good hands there by Hunter. He's going to bring it up for the Eagles. He gets it into Dent. Now Dent gets it off the couch. Couch drives straight to the hoop and is fouled by Denton. This time I'm sure it's Denton.
Yep, no doubt about that one. And he's not arguing that one at all. Not happy about it.
John, no. We messed it up again. They called this one on Daniels.
I don't think that. I don't even think he was even there close.
Daniels was on the other side of the court. They just got the wrong number here. Daniels is 20, Denton is 30. The rest messed up the call there. He should have been on Denton. That's the old Caleb curse again. I said for sure it was on Denton. Anyway, Knox County made the free throw. It's 3-12, 7:25 left to play second quarter. Daniels brings it up for the Wildcats. Gets it left wing for Stoll, and they're gonna. What do they got here? Knocked out of bounds by Knox County. I think's what the call is. We can't see around the corner very well. Anyway, Daniels gets it inbound. He takes it towards the hole. Can't get to the lane very well this time, so he kicks it out to Rodman. Rodman has it top the key, puts it on the floor now. Guarded closely by Hunter. Hunter knocks it away, but Rodman recovers. Now this time Rodman just fumbles it. Almost steps over and back, and then Daniels recovers it as it goes out about over by oh my. Daniels stepped back. He was 5 feet outside the arc and fired a three and just splashed it home. 6-12 is your score, 6:48 left to play. That was a great looking stroke there by Daniels.
It was. Had a lot of rotation, a lot of arc on it.
Meanwhile, Schubert misses a shot for Knox County, but then gets a steal and gets it back to Hunter. Hunter now gets a left wing for a couch. Schubert wasn't in his spot that time, so he missed. Schubert feeds it in to Dent, and Dent puts it high off the glass and gets it to fall. Good shot there by Dent. 14-6, 6:25 left to play. Denton has the ball now for Nominger. He dribbles left side, goes right around Parton. Has the right block working, now gets it out to Daniels. Daniels got it closely by Couch, moves around him, fires one off in the right. Into the lane, excuse me. And he scraps with the rebound. He scraps with Couch for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball, and possession favors the Eagles. Parton gets it in to Hunter. Hunter is going to walk it up the court again. Calls out the play, now dribbles right side. Kicks it left elbow for Parton. Parton tries to hit a cutting. Schubert couldn't get it. Now Dent fires one off the right elbow. Good. Dent is firing this on first half here. They get it to Nominger, gets it in to Rodman, who gets it to Denton, who brings it up the court. Denton feeds it into Daniels. Daniels fires up a six-footer and splashes it home. 8:16 your score. 5:30 left to play now, second quarter. Hunter's going to bring it up for the Eagles. Has it top the key, puts it on the floor right side. Gets it to Dent, now back to Hunter. Hunter now to Dent. Dent from three. He's been hot. He hits a three. Man, this Dent can do everything for Knox County. 19-8. 5:08 left to play, second quarter. If I'm Knox County, I don't let Dent slow up. Beat him the ball. Now they're going to get Parton with holding Denton. That's the... Ooh, that's a... That'll be the eighth foul on Knox County. So, Nominger is guaranteed one free throw from here on out, and that might be all they get since they've been missing them. Here in a couple fouls, they'll be guaranteed two. Stoll's going to shoot the free throws. Excuse me. It wasn't on Denton. It was on Stoll. They were holding him. He was going around Denton's on the screen. His shot is good, so he'll be rewarded with a second one. Stoll's second shot. He dribbles twice. Now twirls the ball and fires off the front iron. No good. Out of bounds off of Dent, they'll say, so it'll remain with Nominger. 9-19. Nominger down 10. 5:01 left to play, second quarter, excuse me. Rodman's tripped in the lane, and then the ball rolls towards the sideline. Greathouse falls on it, and they're going to say he was out of bounds, so it'll be Knox County ball. Kind of controversial call there. It looked like Knox County should have probably gotten a trip there, got away with one. Hunter's going to ring up the court, gets the right wing now for Dent. Dent back to Hunter. I'd be looking to get it to Dent any way I can, as hot as he's been. They get the ball to Hamlin, and Hamlin turns it over as Stoll jumps on it. And Hamlin slides his hands back in there, so it's going to be a jump ball. And this time, the possession favors the Wildcats. Stoll inbound for Nominger.
He gets it down to Daniels. Daniels, the primary ball handler for Novinger. Takes it down, guarded closely by Couch. Now gets the right side. Gives it to Rodman. Rodman gets it into Denton. Denton working on Parton. Denton fires a shot up, and he gets her to go. 11-19. Ball's inbounded now to Hunter with 4:18 left to play second quarter.
Novinger's kind of beginning to claw their way back into this thing a little bit.
Yeah, Denton gets his pass into Parton. Parton misses a little shot off the right block, and Daniels gets the rebound for Novinger. Daniels brings it up. Gets a move on Couch, and a great-looking stroke from the left elbow. Splashes another one home. I don't know if his shots have hit the rim all night. He's been that on key here.
I know, and I don't know if you noticed that, but he shot that with his left hand. I'm not sure that he always does that. Does
he's
he?
Left-handed.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a left-handed player. Meanwhile, Knox County feeds the ball into Hamlin, and Hamlin gets his shot to fall. Good-looking stroke right over Denton, the big guy. 3:30 left to play, 13-21 in favor of Knox County. Denton's going to put it on the floor, takes it in, guarded by four players, gets it out to Daniels. Daniels has the top of the key now. Fits it left wing for Stoll. Stoll puts it on the court, tries to get in the lane, now gets it up to Rodman. Rodman will go right through the lane, and is fouled by Dent. Ooh, that's a big foul there by Knox County's Dent. Novinger's going to try taking that Dent, try to get him out of there. He's been firing for Knox County. That's Dent's second foul. And Rodman here is going to have a one-and-one opportunity.
So what do you think? Are they going to pull him?
Yep. Schubert comes in for Parton. Dent's going to remain in there. With two fouls is the lead way. If he had three, he'd be coming out. Second shot by Rodman, no good. Rebounded by Hamlin. Hamlin gets it off to Hunter. He's going to bring it up, walk it up for the Eagles. 3:10 left to play in the second quarter. Hunter calls the play. 14-21. Novinger's behind by seven. Hunter takes it straight to Rodman, and they call a block before he gets to the basket, so it'll be a foul on... I missed it. Who's the foul on there, John?
They're saying it's on Grant Daniels. Is that what they're saying? Looks like it.
21.
That's Daniels.
No, they're going to get a charge on Hunter. On the inbound, Stoll takes off, and it's knocked out of bounds by Stoll, so it'll be Knox County ball.
What was that?
What?
What was that on the floor?
That was a big scrum. That was a big one, too. The official is admitting he made a mistake here. Official is going to talk things over with the coach. Other official. What's that official's name?
Well, you got George out there.
George is the one that is complaining that he's made a mistake. He let the wrong team have the ball, I think.
Kind of late for it to correct that, though, don't you think?
I would think it's very late for this. As they throw out this pass, there's 2:53 left to play. I don't know who's going to have the ball. I don't know where the ball is going to be placed. It's going to be...
Denny Clapp now is the ref. Is kind of stopping things to figure things out, too.
Well, it's going to be Knox County ball.
I've never seen such a mess before. You think?
I don't either. I don't know if they accomplished anything after meeting because this is the way it would have been. Anyway, Hunter's going to try to drive on Jakku and is fouled. We're going to get Jakku with a block there. 2:43 left to play, 14-21. Novinger is behind seven. Knox County lead. Knox County gets the ball to Couch into the corner for Schubert. Schubert back to Couch. Now they feed it into Dent. Dent working. No good. His shot off the left block. A little strong, and it goes out of bounds off of Novinger. So it's going to be Hamlin to inbound. No, Hunter's going to say I'll inbound this ball. Hunter gets it into Dent. Now across the Couch. Now in the corner for Hunter for three. He misses it. Dent had the rebound but lost it to Greathouse.
And Daniels takes over. Daniels takes it into the lane. Fires up a 12-footer, no good. Rebounded by Dent. Dent gives it off to Hunter, and he's going to walk it up the court. Knox County likes to slow up the pace, I've kind of noticed. They don't get in any big hurry running their offense. Novinger will kind of race down to their sideline. Hunter has it right wing now, tries to get into Dent. Dent loses it to Jaku. And then I was turned. What happened there?
Well, I'm not sure.
Anyway, I think maybe he traveled with it, and it's Knox County ball. Hunter has it, gets the left wing for Couch. Now to Schubert on the left wing. Schubert hands back off to Couch. Couch can't decide what to do with it, picks up his dribble, now gives it to Hunter. Ooh, Hunter saved it before it goes out of bounds. Hunter dribbling now right side, goes around to pick by Schubert. Hunter's shot is off the front iron, no good. Rebounded out of bounds off of Grant Daniels. Dent to inbound again. Here we go with Dent inbound. I don't think I like that for Knox County.
Jake Hughes was ready for the transition there, but unfortunately, Daniels knocked it out of bounds.
Dent gets it into Hamlin. Now right wing for Schubert. Now top of the key for Hunter. Now left wing for Couch. They work it around the perimeter. Couch is going to dribble off. They may be holding for the last shot. There's a minute 20 left. They're up by 7 here. They get it back to Hunter now, right wing. Hunter now to Hamlin. Hamlin back to Hunter, right wing. Now to Schubert. Schubert thinks about shooting. Now gives it back to Hunter. Hunter has it right wing. Now holds. Now right wing for Schubert. Schubert again wide open, but decides not to shoot it. Now cross court past the Couch. Couch left wing. Puts it on the floor. Now dribbles out. 56 seconds to play. This is definitely, they're just going to wait for the last shot. Couch drives to the lane, that kicks it back out to Hamlin. Hamlin hands off to Couch, old Statue of Liberty play, about 40 feet from the basket. Couch passes to Hunter, Hunter puts it on the floor, 30 seconds left. Now back to Couch. Couch guarded closely here by Rodman. Couch gonna. No, he picked up his dribble now. The guy gets to Hunter. Hunter dribbles through the lane just to get back out. 15 seconds now. Now they're gonna set up the offense. Now getting to Couch. 10 seconds remain. They need to get something going now. Couch goes to the left wing. Gives it in to Dent. Dent working. 5 seconds. Dent shots blocked. Recovered by Couch. Couch puts up a shot off the rim. No good at halftime. Oh, your halftime score is 14-21 in favor of Knox County.
Quite the low-scoring game for this. These
really
two teams.
Really is. Well, I mean, Knox County just successfully burnt a minute and a half at the end of that, into the second quarter there. So, I mean, when they burn that, they don't have, you aren't trying to score there. So,
well, the one thing that it did do, even though they didn't get the shot, they preserve their lead.
Yeah. Probably a smart move.
So going into the halftime break here, Knox County leads it by 7.
Well, they set the clock for halftime, and we're going to join you on the other side of halftime.
This is John Slavin at the halftime. There's 7 minutes 40 seconds left before the beginning of the third period. If you're listening, we'd like to know who you are. So send me an email to jslavin@marktwain.net. That's jslavin@marktwain.net. Tell us who you are and what you think of our broadcast. We'll be back in a few for the second half of tonight's third game here at the Brashear Tournament at Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri.
And we're back. And we have a new broadcasting partner. Mr. Caldo beat the heck out of John so he could get up here and broadcast.
That was John's a big guy. It's no easy feat to win over the seat from him. He's back there gabbing with Coach Copeland now. So we just want to say welcome to all you listeners. Again, drop us an email if you haven't done so. John gave you his address, and I gave you mine.
Maybe I ought to repeat it for the new
listeners. Mine is Matt underscore Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L, at brashear.k12.mo.us. You can find it on the email directory. Just have to type it into your email program and send us an email and let us know how you're doing. And we're going to start the second half here. Knox County has the ball. Hamlin gets it underneath. Puts it up over Daniels. No good. Rebound to Denton. And Daniels is heading the other way now. I watched this game, first half of this game. It looks like it seems a lot closer than a seven-point lead, that's for sure, as intense as this game is. As Stoll gets it over to Daniels. Daniels bounce pass into Denton. Denton with a little hook shot. Good. That's a good start for Novinger. That's what you want to see. As it's 21-16 now, 7.5 minutes left to go. Hunter brings it across now, guarded by Jake Hughes. Hunter holds it high. Now gets it to Dent, who had a huge first half. Into Parton, guarded by Greathouse. Now over to Hunter. Hunter gets it blocked by two by Jake Hughes, who gathers it himself and throws it in from out of bounds. Nice play by Jake Hughes there. Daniels is going to come back the other way with it. Guarded by Couch. Daniels gets some space, thinks about shooting, now gets it into Daniels on the block. Daniels gets some little space, a little soft touch on the rim, no good. Rebound comes up, picked up by Hamlin. Hamlin gets it to Hunter, and Knox County is going to get the ball now. 6:48 left to go. It's 21-16 Knox County. And championship game here, the Bashir Tournament for the boys. Hunter calls out the offense. Gets it to Parton. Parton holds on to it. Goes around Greathouse. Oh, gets Denton up in the air. Nice play by Parton.
That was a smart play, too.
It was a smart play. He got both Greathouse and Denton up in the air. Went up as they were coming down and ended up getting the foul.
This should legit have... They got it that foul on Greathouse.
They called a foul on Greathouse somehow, and that's three on him.
I think Denton has avoided getting a foul this whole game about three times. He should have had a foul, and they called it on somebody else.
I haven't been paying attention that closely.
Well, I have, and I'm telling you.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I just can't back you up on it.
Well, I wish John was here in this case because he can.
Parton misses his first one. Here's his next.
He'll probably miss it.
It's back rim, no good. Rebound underneath by Denton.
Oh.
Who's starting out this half pretty strong. Daniel thinks a little bit about going up to Jake Hughes underneath the other basket, but ends up getting it to Stoll instead. Stoll guarded it by Hunter. Now gets it to Daniels. Daniels tries to take it in, ends up stopping at the top of the key. Now drifts over to the right, gets it into Denton. Denton guarded by Parton. Little hook shot's good. That's two shots.
Same.
We're getting there, and Coach Frey wants a timeout for the Eagles. He said, I don't like the way things are going here with Denton. We had him under control.
But
I don't know what the deal is now. It's down to a three-point lead.
The Dodger Wildcats have run that same play a couple times, and it's worked great. I expect Knox County here to be prepared for it this time. Both teams are struggling on the free throw line. Free throws are not being executed at all by either team here.
Well, I guess as long as it's hurting both teams, it's something fundamental that you need to be able to hit your free throws. Novinger comes out. Now Knox County comes out. Knox County's going to inbound it to no pressure. No press by Novinger here early on in the second half. It's a three-point game with 6:07 left to go. Here's Hunter. Hunter gets it to Parton. Parton hands off to Hunter. Hunter goes all the way around. Strong to the hoop. No good. Rebounded in the middle by Daniels. Daniels has his head up as he goes down the court. Gets to the top of the key. He's going to throw up a three-pointer.
Oh,
nice. Ball game. Grant Daniels with the three.
That was a money shot.
That was
it?
Huge. I heard him holler money as he drove up there to shoot it. Couch, meanwhile, gets it to Dent. Dent thinks about it from the junction. Gets it knocked away by Denton. Now gets it back out to Hunter near the half-court line. They're going to call Jake Hughes with the body foul there. That'll be two fouls on Novinger. Schultz is going to come in the game now for Couch. That'll be two fouls on Jake Hughes. Parton will inbound on the opposite side of the floor. Gets to Hunter. Hunter. Crossover. Shakes his man. Now gets it over to Hamlin. Hamlin shot. In and out and in. Good. And now Daniel's going to come back the other way. It's 23-21. Knox County regains the lead. 5:06 left to go. Jake Hughes gets it on the left wing. Dribbles around, pulls up from the free throw line. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Hamlin, who's just kind of standing there, guarded by Denton. Denton trying hard to pick up a foul there, but he doesn't. That's
yeah,
dangerous play.
I don't know
he
why
had,
Denton.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing back there either. Hunter, bounce pass in the corner to Parton on the right-hand side. Now the top to Hunter. Holds it high. Oh,
man.
A little bit of miscommunication. He throws it right to Daniels. Daniels thinks about pulling up for three, and he takes it all the way to the hoop, and they're going to give a foul to Hunter on that.
It kind of looks like Hunter was set. Could have been easily called the charge there on Daniels. He didn't slow down. He took it all the way to the hoop, and he's going to be rewarded, but probably could have gone either way on that call there.
I think they probably thought Daniels makes it first. They probably thought Hunter, if somebody's coming full bore at you, a lot of times you'll kind of turn around when they get there to absorb the contact. I don't know if that's what they thought happened or not, but Hamlin comes out, and Schubert goes in. Schubert had some big hoops for Knox in the first quarter.
All from the same spot.
That's right. As Daniels ties it up with 4:37 left to go, 23-23.
Here we go. Hunter's going to bring it in the front court for the Knox County Eagles. He has the right wing guard by Jake Hughes. And he gets it into, who was it, Schubert with the reverse layup. Anyway, it's going to be Knox County ball. They get a right wing up for Schultz. Schultz takes it right over Denton and a little strong off the backboard, rebounded by Denton. Now I guess it's a Daniels. Daniels dribbles in the free throw line, tries to kick it out to Stoll, and then Schubert does kick it. It'll be Novinger ball out of bounds. Stoll looking to get it in, gets it into Denton. Denton gets it into Daniels. Daniels gets it now into Denton on the left block. Denton working. Oh, little underhand shot. No good. Rebounded by Dent. Dent gets it off to Hunter, and we're going to walk it the other way. Hunter gets it to Dent just outside the arc on the right side. Gets it off to Parton. Parton holds it with one hand. Now two, now one. Now he puts it on the floor outside the arc. Now to Hunter. Hunter holds it between the circles. Two hands. Sets up an offense, now dribbles right around. Jake Hughes on the block. Misses a shot, rebounded by Daniels. Daniels brings it across for the Wildcats. Guarded closely by Schultz. Oh, he's all over him. Now to Jake Hughes. He's having trouble. Now gets it to Stoll. Stoll misses a shot, rebounded by Parton. And this time, you cannot avoid calling the foul on Dick.
My God, he grabbed him and threw him on the ground. I mean, what is that?
There it was.
I mean, he had
him. Oh, that's his second foul. I guess I missed
one. He had him by the elbow and just literally threw him on the ground.
Yeah, he heaved him onto the floor. Hunter is going to bring it up again for the Eagles. Takes it across the timeline. Picks up his dribble unnecessarily. Now he gets it to Hamlin. Hamlin looking to get it to Dent, and he's called for 5 seconds. Held the ball a little too long, did Hamlin?
Yeah, you don't think about that. It wasn't a dribbling 5 seconds. He was just holding on to it. And sometimes as a ball handler, I'm sure you don't think about that. But they'll get you on it anyway. Even if you're sorry, they'll get you on it.
Daniels brings it up, gets the left wing for, tries to get left wing for Stoll, stolen by Hamlin. He takes it off and misses the layup on the right side. Gets his own rebound, puts up the shot. This time it falls.
Good play by Hamlin there to stick with that after he missed the layup. Nice play.
Well, the ball was put up again by Schultz, and then he got it after Schultz missed it. Now right wing for Jake Hughes. He puts it on the floor, down the right side, round the back pass to Denton. Knocked away, Denton passes to Stoll, and then they get it to Daniels. Daniels gets it into Denton. Denton muscling up, Parton. His shot falls. A little turnaround jumper this time for Denton. 25 balls to score. 2:15 left to play, third quarter. Doesn't get much tighter than this, does
nope.
it? Hunter has it top the key. Gets around his man, takes it into the lane, and then passes to Dent. Dent is fouled on his shot. He's going to shoot a couple free throws.
We're going to assume that's Denton on that one.
It was.
It is. That's his third foul.
Of course, he should probably have about six or seven by now if they legitimately called him.
I don't think he can have six or seven.
I'm just saying.
In theory, he says.
Bench first shot is off the back iron.
Man, Tyler's rubbing his forehead. He can't believe it.
I've never seen so many missed free throws in a game.
Especially now that it's tied, they're really going to start to matter.
Bench second shot is in.
Oh, Tyler can breathe again now. Thank you, fellas.
Daniels is going to bring it up with 2 minutes left to play. Navinger gets it over to J.Q. He gets it into Denton. Denton loses it. Gets it back. Puts up an air ball. Rebounded by Schultz to Knox County. Schultz gets it off to Hunter, and he's going to jog it up this time. He must be in a hurry. Usually he walks. There we go. He gets it now at left wing for Hamlin. Hamlin guarded by Daniels closely. They get it worked into Dent. Dent, little shot's no good. Little fingertip roll. Now the ball is knocked out to Hunter, and we're going to reset the offense
with
1:30.
Nice play by Dent there to knock that ball out of there to Hunter. Nice play.
They call the play, and Hunter is going to have the ball for Knox County. They're going to try to milk the last minute and a half out here. Schultz gets it off to Dent. Dent, underhand left. Good.
Nice little up and under move for Dent underneath Denton's big arms, and he put it on for two.
28-25 is the score. Knox County's up three. 1:03 left to play. Rodman has the right wing. Guarded by Hamlin. Puts on the floor. Now gets it out to JQ's. Now top the key for Daniels. Daniels hands off to Rodman on the left side. Rodman dribbling. They're going to milk the clock. There's 45 seconds left to play. Now across to Daniels. Daniels going to fire a three right now. Short. Barely kisses the rim, and it's rebounded by Hunter. Hunter's going to bring it across with 30 seconds to play. I'm sure this time they're going to milk the clock.
Boy, they did that at the end of the second quarter. That was a clock burner supreme.
Minute and a half's worth.
Minute and a half.
Here they go. Parton's got it on his hip for 15 seconds. Now he hands it straight to Hunter with 12.
We got a rhythmic clapping going on. Calm down, everybody.
8 seconds. I get it into Dent. Dent's working on Denton. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Daniels. He's going to have 1 second. He fires in half court. No good. Well, both coaches were up and hollering at that shot.
I don't think he got it off in time, but it's tough to tell when the buzzer's out. We need to get those lights around the backboard like they have in the NBA. You got to stay tuned to this. Nominger's chopped, what do we got? Chopped 4 points off the halftime lead. It was 21-14 going into the third quarter. We're going to go into the fourth at 28-25.
They had the game tied, and then Knox County went on a little run there.
Yeah, Knox County had the Dent free throw and the Dent up and under move. And it's got to be Dennis Dent, the Dennis Dent show here in the championship game.
He can hit threes. He can drive. He can, I've heard he can dunk. He can do it all.
I see him over there now. He's filling up water bottles for the team. Way to go, Dennis.
Man, he is good, isn't
he's
he?
He's good. I'm going to see if I can get some popcorn from him on the way by.
Here he comes. Here we go.
We got 1 quarter left to go. Who is that?
That's Daniels.
Daniels is going to get it. He gets it to JQ's. JQ's. Top of the key to Huddler.
Rodman.
JQ's going to fire up three. Oh, the rim was kind of Dakota JQ's there as he put home 3 points off the rim.
He hit that thing flat out right in front. And he had a good touch here because it went straight over, hit the backboard, and bounced in.
That's right. We're tied at 28 with 7.5 left to go. Schultz has it over on the right-hand side. He drives around Greathouse, and they're going to call Greathouse for the foul there. Or, excuse me, that's Rodman for the foul. I think. I got him confused there. Yeah, that's Robbins first. That'll be 5 on Novinger, 1 on Knox County. Dent looks a little nervous, gets it to Hunter, to Schultz over on the right wing. Now into Dent. Dent's going to take it to the hole. Ball fake. It's going to be blocked. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Daniels and stay with the Eagles.
Possibly a foul there.
Hamlin's going to trigger in. He gets it to Dent. Dent gets it to Schultz. Schultz to Hunter between the circles. Over to Schultz. Schultz driving baseline again. Goes up strong. Gets hit. No good. Rebound, Daniels. 28-28 with 7:05 left to go in the fourth. Daniel's going to bring it across now with his left-hand dribble. And he's going to pull up for three. He's going to be off. Rebound goes to Parton. Nice rebound by Parton on the box out there, and he gets it to Hunter, and Hunter's going to come the other way slowly.
Well,
walking it up once again. No hurry.
Can they milk the clock for 7 minutes?
We might find out. They need to score once before that happens. Hunter holds it high. And Coach Frey hollers out his command.
4 or 5 times.
Dent gives it to Hunter. Hunter bounce pass into Schultz, and Schultz is going to travel. Nope, they're going to call foul.
It looked like the motion for a travel.
Well, it...
Needless to say, we're confused.
Luckily, there's one person on the floor that's not, and that's one of the officials.
One of the officials.
Well, that's why we have three. We have a better chance of that happening. Now, Parton gets it, fires it over to Hunter. Hunter's going to launch a three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Denton. Denton looks to release, but he ends up getting to Daniels, and Daniels is going to walk it up. 6:16 left to go. It's 28-28. Tie game here in the championship game. That's all you asked for. Daniels drifts over to the left-hand side. He's left wide open for a little bit, but he ends up getting it to Rodman. Rodman to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes loses the ball. Doesn't want to dribble it again. Gets it to Hunter. Hunter takes all the way to the hoop. Good.
Ooh,
nice play. Nice athletic play by Hunter. He almost lost it on his last dribble. Gathered it and put it up and in. Jake Hughes can get up for a little guy.
I can think of two big words for that. Big and huge.
Big, huge. That's all you need to say. Great house with the ball fake. Gets Den up in the air.
Oh,
the backboard. Good. That was a nice play by Greathouse there. Good footwork as he got Dent up in the air and went up and under him and got the foul. It's going to be tied at 30.
That's Dent's third foul at least.
That's Dent's third foul. That's correct. I think it's going to be tied at 30. Yep. And he's going to get to try to put Novinger up in the lead.
Well, if signs can, previous actions can account for here, he'll probably miss this.
Nope, he made it. Maybe the trend is switching here. Schultz gets it to Hunter, and they're going to bring it up the floor. 31-30, Novinger. 5.5 minutes left to go on the fourth. Hunter gets it over on the right-hand wing to Dent, and Coach Frey wants another timeout. It'll be a full timeout. Take the opportunity to go to the kitchen, get a soda, or refill your popcorn maybe. We got a whale of a game. As long as you come back, you'll be okay. We got 5 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. It's 31-30, Novinger.
Here we go. We're ready for the last 5 minutes and 30 seconds at least. Let me call right now. I foresee overtime.
Well, the odds are against you, my friend.
Write it down. You heard it here first. Overtime right here. Hunter gets it into Hamlin on the right wing, now into the corner for Schubert. Schubert working it in towards Schultz, who gets it off to Dent, and Dent is fouled. There's four white jerseys around Dent that time, and they chose to give the foul to Rodman.
That'll be 1-1 for Knox for the rest of the way out.
Ooh, these
are big
free throws.
Meanwhile, Knox County only has 2 fouls so far. They still have some room to play some aggressive ball if they want to.
Well, we'll see if Dent can make some free throws.
Boy, Dent's got some big feet on him. Look at it. I bet he wears size 18.
That might be stretching it.
He missed the free throw. Daniels gets the rebound. Schultz come over the top.
Well, their fouls to give are dwindling now.
3 fouls now for Knox. Denton's going to inbound it underneath the Knox County basket. He looks. He gets it to Daniels. He's guarded closely by Couch. Now it's just 1-on-1, Couch and Daniels. Almost stolen over in the corner. Rodman in, clicks it. bounces around on the rim. No good. Rebound to Daniels. Daniels gets it knocked away to Rodman. Rodman gets to step away. Airballs it to Greathouse. Greathouse dribbles all the way out. Now gets it to Rodman. And we're going to settle down maybe for a little bit. Daniels gets it back in. Daniels. Ooh. Oh, there's a big
vicious pick there by Rodman.
Big pick by Rodman. Denton tries to tip it up and in. Rebound goes to Greathouse. They're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to Knox County. My God, the action has picked up dramatically here in the last 30 seconds or so.
A lot of terrible shots and shot selections there by Novinger. The tip by Denton, the poor air ball there by Rodman.
Well, they were able to keep getting rebounds and extending that. All you want them to do is extend the possession, and they weren't able to come away with anything. Meanwhile, Knox County has it on the other end. Hunter holds it high. He gets it into Dent. Dent with a hard dribble puts it up off the glass.
Ooh.
Good. Nice play by Dent there. And Knox County takes the lead, 32-31. Daniels works against Couch. Couch spins off the pick. Now Denton gets it up on the block. They're not going to be able to stop it there. He puts it in. 33-32 with 4:08 left to go. And Hunter is going to bring it across.
He's jogging, though. There he slows to a walk.
He's jogging.
He gets the right
Schubert.
Wing. He gets the right wing to Schubert. Schubert can't get it to anybody. Finally gets it back to Hunter. Hunter takes his man to the hole. And I lost my vision there. It was Stoll that blocked him. Well, I don't believe it if I can't see it. They get the ball. They get the ball into Couch, does Knox County. They call the Coach Frey is calling the plays here from the sideline. 3:30 left to play, fourth quarter. Couch gets it into the corner. And the pass is thrown right to Daniels. Daniels wasn't expecting it. Of course, he's on the other team. Who would be? Anyway, he catches it and takes it the length of the court. Gets it into Denton. Denton fires it up and in. Off the left block. Now, Knox County's going to get a timeout. They're down three with 3:21 left to play. Full timeout here. Let's see if we can hear what Coach Frey has to say. If the crowd noise wasn't so loud, I bet you we could. Yeah, I can still hear remnants of it.
Oh, we got 3:21 left to go. 35-32, Novinger. Novinger fought back from a 7-point halftime deficit to take a 3-point lead here. We've had pretty good games all the way around, all three games tonight. Consider yourself lucky if you're able to join us for all three.
Very lucky.
And lucky that you get to listen to such a fine broadcasting team.
I
may be so bold. If I may be so bold.
Well, I should have predicted this because I could have guaranteed myself a victory at this one. Knox County was the last team on the court.
That's right. Coach Frey uses his full time, that's for sure.
And then some, I think. They get the ball into Hunter. Hunter is going to walk it up the court for the Eagles. Maybe they need a little sense of urgency. They're down three. They got 3 minutes and 10 seconds left to play, though. They get the ball to the Couch. Couch looking to get it into Dent. He can't do so, so he takes it back out to the top of the court, stolen by Stoll. But Couch recovers it. Now it's poked away by Stoll because Couch couldn't see him coming. Then Stoll comes over and hugs the coach. Knox County's coach. He was falling out of bounds, and he was saved by the coach before he went flying into the wall. Knox County ball now. They get it into Hunter. Hunter dribbles with 2:50 in the fourth quarter. Gets across to Schultz. Schultz holds. Schultz deciding what to do. Now takes it to Rodman, and it's knocked out of bounds by Novinger. He couldn't really decide what to do, so he finally put it on the floor and took it to him. And Rodman was able to knock it out of bounds. Dent's going to inbound. He looks frantic. He can't find anybody. He throws it off of Denton. He tries to, and then Stoll has an opportunity to save it. And he kicks it out of bounds.
He tried to throw it off of Dent's legs when he was standing out of bounds. He threw it right between them, and it took a hard bounce and hit off of Stoll's knee and went out of bounds instead. So, hey, whatever.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
They get the ball to Parton for three. He airballs or catches some rim, and then it's rebounded by Novinger's Rodman. Rodman doesn't know what to do with the ball. He makes a dumb pass, and Dick steals it. And then, Schultz. He comes up with it. I had a little slipped my mind there for a second. 2:13 left to play. 35-32. Knox County still down three. They get the ball to Parton. This time he doesn't launch a three. Now to Hunter. Hunter kicks it out for Schultz. Schultz back to Hunter. Hunter dribbles right wing. Now to Parton. Parton looking to get it into Ditton. Now to Ditton. Working on Ditton. Ball fake. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Daniels. Daniels puts on the floor. He has Rodman. If he sees him, he doesn't. And Novinger calls a timeout with 1:51 left to play fourth quarter. Still a lot of time left to be played here. What do you foresee here, Mr. Caldwell?
A lot of noise, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure the listeners can hear that. I bet Novinger's first on the court.
Looks promising.
Ah.
It's going to be Novinger's ball coming out of the timeout. We got 1:51 left to go. It's 35-32.
I bet Novinger's going to try to eat some clock like Knox County did.
Probably. Knox County, the bad news is they only have three fouls right now. If they want to start putting them on the line, they're going to have to start fouling a little bit. Daniels gets it in the backcourt. Now brings it into the front court. He dribbles all the way to the baseline. Wraparound pass to Denton. Denton up and under. No good. Rebound Hamlin. A quick shot there by Novinger on that possession.
Yeah, that was
The three-point lead with 1:50 left to go, and they weren't wasting any time.
That was
Denton gets it over on the side. Why don't you take a three there, Dennis? You've done everything else tonight. He may take one from the top of the key. No, Denton fouls him up on top of the key.
Oh,
that's dictionary definition of bad foul there. Denton had kind of faked a shot. Denton fouls him up there.
Well, Denton has two dumb plays because he shouldn't have shot that one down there on the block.
Well, I think Coach told him to do that. I think that was a called play there.
Well,
he got four fouls.
I blame the coach then. I don't think that was the right thing to do.
And there's eight fouls for Denton misses his free throw. And Daniels gets the rebound.
Free throws is going to make or break this game for both teams.
That's right. Coach Jennings tells the team to calm down a little bit. Daniels going to drive all the way to the baseline. Gets it out to Rodman, who launches a three.
Oh.
No good. Rebound to Denton. He puts it up and in.
Terrible, terrible shot selection.
I don't know why they're shooting
a three.
There's 1:05 left to go. It's 37-32. Hunter goes all the way in, and he's going to get fouled. We'll see how Hunter can shoot free throws here. That'll be 9 team fouls on Novinger. And Hunter will get 1-1. They're going to get 1-1 here. 37-32. He's going to have to make them both to cut it down to a one-possession game here.
Novinger's letting them slip back in this game if they can shoot free throws.
And Hunter's first one tries to come out, but it doesn't. He'll get one more. 37-33 now with 1:01 left. Hunter's talking to his coach as he's shooting a free throw.
He should have been concentrating.
He should have been concentrating because he missed it back iron. Rodman gets the rebound. And he gives it to Daniels. We're under 1 minute left to go. 37-33, Novinger. They won't be so quick shooting now. They're going to have to get out there on him. They have some fouls to give. Rodman gets it at the half-court circle. He's going to be fouled by Hunter.
I'm feeling kind of bad about my overtime selection earlier.
Well, they're going to have to hustle up if that's going to happen. Coach Frey wants a 30-second timeout, and he's going to get it. That's only 4 team fouls on Knox. They still have 3 to go before the free throws come.
Let's get you inside the huddle.
It's 37-33 with 43.5 seconds left to go.
Our sideline reporter kind of failed us there. We couldn't get inside the huddle. Apparently that's illegal. There's some kind of stipulation on that.
And sometimes you may not want to hear what coaches have to say inside the huddle.
That's true.
We're going to see what happens this last 43 and a half seconds.
Novinger's ball stole the inbound for the Wildcats. Gets it to Daniels. Daniels guarded by Schultz. Schultz probably ought to foul here. Oh, are they going to get Rodman at the illegal screen? Nope, they're going to get Schultz. Well, kind of looked like Rodman was moving there on the pick. Hamlin's going to come into the game for Knox County. Going to come in for Schultz. He'll exit and take a seat. Now there's going to be a push. They pushed over Rodman to the ground out of bounds. That's a good way to get a foul without having to burn any clock. Push him on the inbounds before it's up, the ball ever crosses the plane of the out of bounds line. Oh, Rodman's on the ground again. This time he wasn't pushed. Now Stoll was pushed.
I tell you what. Knox is using about 0.2 of a second per foul here.
I don't think that burnt any clock again.
No. Rodman, meanwhile, can't stand on his own 2 feet. He's falling down all over the place.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder if he was pushed the first time. Stoll's going to have a 1-1.
Now they're in 1-1 here.
Knox County's hoping for a miss here. Novinger's hoping he can just hit it, and he missed it. Rebound Dent. Dent gets it to Hunter, and Hunter ain't walking no more. He gets it up the court in a hurry. Now to Dent. Now back to Hunter for three.
Oh, Hunter with the three. Huge three for Hunter there. Boy, he steps right up like he knew what he was doing on that one. Cut it to a one-point game. Man, that is large.
Huge.
That was big. Coach Clay wants a timeout. He said, get over here. You know that play we just ran? We're going to run it again when we get the ball next time. Oh, boy, we got 26. Here, Tyler's brief inkling
about
overtime.
Overtime.
He's feeling optimistic, a little bit more than he was anyway.
My hopes of overtime were dwindling there towards the last few seconds.
Now it says, they only gave him a two on that. I guess he stepped on the line.
Oh.
It still cut it to a one-possession game, though.
I don't like that. I thought it was a three.
Well, it's tough to say.
What do you think? Give me your honest opinion.
I think I saw him step forward, but I couldn't tell where he was. And Novinger's ready to play, of course. Hey, neither team hitting a free throw, so you might as well foul him here.
Oh, yeah, foul him.
If possible.
Make them go to the line and earn it. Neither team has showed that they can do that. Here we go.
Coach Bray lobbying for the three-pointer. I don't think he's going to get it. 37-35, 26 and 16 seconds left to go. Now we're going to inbound it underneath Knox County basket. In Knox County, Coach Bray chewing on the officials a little bit. Now the crowd's getting into it. The only person calming here is Tyler Killen.
I don't know what to think. I can't see it.
Oh, they're pulling people back.
Oh.
Now they're ready to go. They want everybody back. They said, get back off the court, people.
Yeah,
get back off there.
I'll tell you, the crowd's so thick, they're standing in the aisles.
That's right. Which is a violation of the code. Stoll's going to try to inbound it. He gets it to Greathouse.
Foul,
in the corner. Gets it to Denton, and Denton's going to be fouled.
Yeah, there you go. Denton hasn't been able to hit free throws all night.
That was a good play by Knox then. 37-35 with 23 seconds left to go. And it'll be 1-1. That'll be the 18th foul on the Eagles.
Here we go.
Boy, I tell you what. We mentioned it earlier about neither team making their free throws, and we'll see how that comes back. It's 1-1 still. The next foul will put Knox County in the double bonus. Here's Denton's first free throw. It rattles home. 38-35. We'll see how big that change three-pointer, two-pointer call is. 38-35. Here's Denton's next free throw. It's up. Rattles home also. Identical looking shots by Denton. Puts Novinger back up. 39-35 with 23 seconds left to go.
Oh, man. Everybody is on their feet here at Brashear Arena. I don't see one person set, do you?
It's tough to see because people in front of us are standing up even.
Hey, well, we're glad you're joining us tonight from Brashear Arena. 39-35. It's going to be Knox County ball underneath the Wildcat basket.
Knox County, again, the last team to get out onto the court.
Consistently.
I bet Hunter's a little faster this time than a slow walk.
Yeah, they need this two-possession game.
Too close. Hunter, you're burning. You burned 3 seconds by standing right next to the guy.
Here's Hunter. He works against Stoll. He's going to go all the way in. He's going to be blocked by Denton. Dent gets it. He's going to be blocked again. Stoll.
Knox County.
They're going to say Stoll ends up hitting the stands over there.
He's hurt.
They're going to say it goes to Knox County.
He's hurt. He's going to limp it off, though. He's a true warrior.
They're going to say it was close. Stoll with tightrope and tightrope walking over
they
there.
They first said the ball was Knox County. Then he says Novinger ball. That's a big turn of events. There's some chirping now. It's the ball.
They're doing double tees here. Rodman and Schubert got into it. That's something that's been boiling all night.
Is in Rodman's face. Frey doesn't appear to care right now.
I think both these players are coming out of the game. There's no sense in that at all.
Yeah, they got it right in each other's face. Both all the members of the team were up.
Couch and Jake Hughes are checking in for each of those two guys, and they're like, I don't want to get into a fight, man. They were looking at each other. Each of them had a smile on their face like, boy, I hope they're not expecting that out of us. That'll be the rare double technical.
Yeah, nothing will become of it. Neither team will get any advantage here.
Novinger coach is getting his 2 cents in.
What was the original foul? The original foul should apply here.
Well, the original foul should apply. I think Schubert fouled Rodman.
And then they got to Turpin.
Well, now they're just going to say
inbounds it for
inbound. Stoll gets it into Greathouse, and Greathouse is going to be fouled. And that'll be 1-1.
Ooh.
Oh, no, that'll be that's a double technical is a team foul for each.
So it should be two.
So it should be two fouls here.
Yeah, they changed it. It's two.
That'll be five fouls on Hunter. Hunter played a whale of a ball game here.
Hunter deserves the hand he's getting. He did play well.
That's right. He's getting the glad hand from the folks on the Knox County side.
On the Novinger side as well.
They recognize a good game when they see it. That's going to be tough on Knox here. Their ball
that was
a
three-point shooter as well.
That's right. And it's 39-35 with 9.2 seconds left to go. Greathouse is going to get two shots here.
Whoops.
His first one's out. It's still a two-possession game.
I don't feel so hot about my overtime.
Tyler's wavering on his previous call here. Here's Greathouse's next shot. It's in and out, no good. Rebound goes to Dent. Dent gets it up to Schultz. Schultz gets it over to Parton, who's going to launch a three. No good. And that's going to be the end of the ball game. Excuse me, Hamlin. As Novinger comes away with the win. It's 39-35. Novinger in the championship game. Congratulations to Novinger and Knox County on a very toughly played game. So that's it for the Brashear tournament for 2006.
It was a highly contested tournament.
It was. I mean, every game pretty much went down to the wire, we'll say. Most of them. Anyway, this is Matt Colwell.
And Tyler Killen. We will see you Tuesday night.